If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Lube it or lose it.
Yeah! Woohoo! All right! Woo! Yeah! Ha!
F me.
Oh, yes. I can't tell you how much yes.
F me.
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
Lisa. Yum.
Stop it. This objectification of women has to stop.
You're just a woman with a small brain. With a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
Where do they start with a sponge bath? At your feet or your head?
No, they go with the dick. I don't like that head.
And now,
aloha, and welcome to
our feature presentation.
Anyway, there's, thought it was over from the feeling. Really good. Different.
Okay.
Anyway, I thought it was over too with the phones. Let's try one more time with Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hello?
No, it's still not working. I can hear that.
I'm here. Hello?
We're breathing and stuff.
No, I'm talking, Rodney. Hello?
Oh, that's really sad.
Rodney, turn... Dear God, how long have you worked there? Just turn something up.
Should we hold the phone
up
to them?
This happens every week, Rodney. For God's sakes. Rodney, I'm not going to do this anymore.
We don't have Lisa, but I do
have... Yes, you
do. Some of the songs are on the charts.
You're an idiot, Rodney.
I'll read off the songs...
I call you from England.
Let's see. We got number one. We got the Ting Tings.
No, that wasn't number one. You have it all out of order.
That's not my name. Anyway, let's hear the number one song in England from Ting Tings. That's not my name.
Not
courtesy
it.
Of Lisa with London Calling.
He calls you Lisa.
That's good work right there.
He can't even talk to me.
Let's try to take some phone calls. I have my doubts about whether this will happen.
Think we'll be able to?
Because we've had some massive problems here behind the scenes. The equipment seems to not be working as well as it does on most days.
This morning we've been running with all our stuff from one studio to the next and then back again.
Go to the next one. Now go to this one. Okay, now this one. Oh, wait a minute. Go to that one. Okay. Okay, now stay here. Okay, now go. So let's try it, but good luck with that.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Number's 1-800-520-1067. And just for getting on the air, you get a pair of tickets to... Wait, what happened? Oh, I just threw a book and knocked some of the buttons.
Oh.
You get a pair of tickets to Cinco de Mayo, which is Lucha Vavoom on Cinco de Mayo at the Mayan Theater.
Good time.
That is super fun.
Yeah.
I need to go to that again. That has everything. It has strippers. It has midgets. It has guys dressed up like chickens. It's
bumblebees, right?
Yeah, it's the most bizarre night you'll ever spend.
Super porky.
Sure. I don't know if he's still with them anymore, or if he,
that's weak sauce. If he's not,
I don't know. We checked yesterday. We were looking on the website, but that's a good night right there. So 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. You call, you get on the air. We give you a prize. All right, let's try this. See how it works.
See if you don't disconnect them.
K Rock, hello.
Yeah.
Hey,
hello.
Someone's there. What's going on?
Hey, I was calling to let you guys know about these giant Flamin' Hot Cheetos. My son was eating them the other day, and they're like marshmallows, but they're super hard, giant, tasty, spicy Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
They're the best, and they're huge.
Yeah, they're enormous. Weren't we going to do a contest with...
We were going to have a contest where we jam them in our mouths and see how many we could fit.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't quite gotten around to
That's what she said, and we haven't quite got around to that, but...
Those actually hurt your gums just trying to chew or bite down on them.
Really?
The top of your mouth, they freaking hurt, yeah.
That's part of the cost of doing business. I mean, those things rule. You eat them, and you just put up with the scraping on the top of the mouth and just move on.
That's right.
Yeah, it's good pain.
All right, thank you for the call. Those are good, by the way, if you haven't tried them, That's pretty strong. All right, let's go to David in Huntington Beach. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
What do you do?
What did you have to?
What's going on?
What up, Lisa?
Hello.
What's going on? I'm just getting off shift. I work at the emergency room here in Newport Beach, and swine flu is taking over the world.
Swine flu!
Well, it's taking over my TV. I know that.
It is out of control. It's now, ridiculous.
But let me just clarify. It's people talking about and thinking they might have it, or it's actual swine flu?
There is nothing is going to happen. You're not going to get swine flu.
That's what I thought.
It is all the media. It is all hype.
That's what I thought. But the problem is that what they do on the news is they make it sound like you'll be lucky if you don't get it today. And
more people have died from the regular flu than swine flu.
Oh, no question about that, yeah. But what they say on the newscast is if you have a headache or any other symptom, it could be swine flu.
Right.
Go to the emergency room. So your emergency room is just packed full of people.
It is packed full of people. The lobby is ridiculous. People are yelling. It's crankiness is the new symptom. I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah. Crankiness, yeah.
There's a school in, I think, Claremont, I heard, that closed down yesterday because one kid was sick. So
didn't
they
have,
closed the school, and then they tested
flu.
The kid and didn't have swine flu.
Yeah.
I had a woman bring in both kids. She must have had the 2-for-1 coupon. Just, they were sneezing.
Nice. Well, you
Dude,
never
that's
know,
a
man.
Symptom.
Pigs sneeze. What are you going to do?
Pigs do sneeze, and for the kids, so.
Yeah. Swine flu is the new rage, and I've taken to yelling it. That's my favorite thing.
Really?
I'd be out in public, and someone will sneeze or cough.
Did
or
you
whatever.
Yell?
Swine flu! Point. Yell and point. Because it's just gotten to be just ridiculous out there with the media and the hype and all that crap.
We need to bring back bird flu. I liked bird flu better.
Bird flu got the short shrift.
I agree.
I mean, it really took it in the shorts. It really...
We'll work on that.
We moved on from it so quickly that it didn't get what it's
due. What about monkeypox?
Monkeypox also. Same thing. Something new every spring, it looks like.
What does a disease or whatever this is, an infection, have to do to get attention?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's
well,
what I'm
swine
asking.
Flu has figured it out.
Yeah, definitely.
We
got to
get swine flu's publicist and talk about that and figure out how they did it.
It's a marketing genius.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Okay.
We have Amber Tamblyn on the program today.
I love her.
Me
She's
too.
So good. And this new show, The Unusuals, is quirky and good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like it. I think they've had 4 episodes, and it's strong. So we're gonna talk to her today. We have You Didn't Know You Were Pregnant.
Yeah.
Seriously, how does that happen?
There's a TLC documentary on that. Where they,
I know what happens.
Yeah.
But... Did somebody order Mexican?
No, how dare you. So You Didn't Know You Were Pregnant today. The Israeli information minister that is trying to change the name of swine flu to the Mexican flu.
Yeah, because of the pork reference?
I guess.
Really?
We're going to talk to a stunt pilot today who flies for the Red Bull Air Race. I don't know if you've seen this, but they are 50 feet from the water and spinning and moving, going in and out at cones and stuff. And Psycho Mike went along for a ride with this pilot.
I saw the video.
This pilot,
I personally would have died.
As would I. And I would have also thrown up immediately.
Yes.
But Mike says, and he'll explain a little bit more next hour, that it was too much to make him sick. It was so overwhelming that everything shut down, including
that your normal responses wouldn't occur.
Yeah, exactly.
Your natural survival instincts kick in because it's so overwhelming that you don't worry about anything else except for what's going on inside your body.
Wow.
Yeah. So good times.
That can't be good.
So we'll talk to him, and Ralph will continue his series on bad TV editing.
Oh, good.
We had Snakes on a Plane. We have Big Lebowski, Scarface. Now we have The Usual Suspects. That's coming up just after 6:00. That's where they have to change a lot of the words so that they can play it on a regular TV station, and they changed them to the lamest stuff ever.
Interesting choices.
Yes, so we've got that coming up as well. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat.
Don't give that dude the swine flu. He won't go for it.
He
don't eat pork.
Yeah. Mexican flu for him.
That's right. Mexico flu.
Once and for all.
Ron Mexico flu, they're calling it down in Israel.
You don't get the spine flu by eating pork.
The spine
flu. Or the swine flu, either.
How many times did I call it spine? Twice
enough.
Now?
Enough. You've said it enough times now. Start calling it swine flu.
I got to go with whatever works, so I'm going to go with spine. You guys go with swine.
All right. Yeah.
First casualty, though. Had the first death, you know.
Yeah, in Texas.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people in Texas. That's all right, probably.
It was a 23-month-old kid, too.
Oh,
ouch.
You know?
Ouch.
They're susceptible to that kind of crap.
Not as funny. Yes.
Old people and babies seem to get the worst of the flu, but still, man.
Some of the old people by my house were good at it.
Oh, man. You're going to come at oldie oldster that way?
You know what I mean?
Don't they have enough problems without you giving them the spine flu?
Jamming up the streets and parking lots and walking all slow and whatnot.
Kevin's going to start a brand new fear in the country. Spine flu.
Yes.
I have to worry about the swine flu and the spine flu now?
What are the chances?
Oh, no. All right, let's talk about showbiz, shall we?
Okay.
Sam Lufty.
Yeah.
By the way, whose real first name is Osama.
Is it really?
Osama Lufty.
Is it really?
Yep. He and his attorney got in front of a Los Angeles judge yesterday, asking him to please rescind the restraining order that Britney Spears' father, Jamie, had brought against him to keep Sam Lufty away from Britney.
Why is he doing this? It doesn't seem like he was that interested in helping Britney. I don't know.
I don't know why he wants to be able to get back in contact with her.
Money?
But Jamie was also in attendance and said that the two men were trying to undermine his conservatorship of Jamie's career, and he didn't appreciate that. Sam said that he'd never threatened her safety, and the restraining order was a bit much. The judge said, why don't you stay away from Britney until 2012 just to be on the safe side?
Really?
Yeah, so he upheld the restraining order.
Just the fact that he's trying so hard to get it overturned.
Yeah, what's up with you?
Yeah, just Osama, go away.
Osama Lufty.
How'd you like to have the first name Osama?
I would have to get a...
He's now Sam. That's how you'd like it.
Old name change.
Terrible.
Jessica Biel's new feature film, Powder Blue, in which she plays a stripper and shows off her cans.
You know, we haven't seen photos from that site yet, so if anybody has those and would like to send them.
You haven't seen them?
I've seen a lot of them yet. Actually.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but I would like to see more.
Apparently, the film is going direct to DVD.
No!
You're kidding.
Which is ideal, because then I can take care of business in the privacy of my own home instead of doing it in the theater where I was going to have to.
Well, not that any of you care, but does that mean it's just a really awful movie?
Who cares? Yeah.
I know you don't care, but...
She strips.
I'm just asking. Doesn't that mean it's a terrible movie? Lisa, you missed the big picture. I get that you're going to watch it at home.
No, you don't. Obviously you don't.
Or
you
wouldn't really, really loves it.
That's right.
It's irrelevant. Is what we're saying to you.
DVD in June. It could be just filled with just kittens being murdered. And as long as that scene was in there, it'd be the greatest movie ever made, Lisa.
Stupid Lisa!
Why do I bother?
I don't know.
I don't know why you bother.
DVD this June. This summer we're going to get it. So
all
just
right.
A couple months. So, boys, get your lube.
Yeah.
Start your engines.
Woo!
Susan Boyle. She is the woman from Britain's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm. What a sang, piece of ass that woman is.
I dreamed a dream.
She got a new haircut.
From Les Mis.
Yeah.
Is officially now the most viewed YouTube clip of all time.
Wow. That's impressive.
Over 100 million hits Susan has received.
Whoa!
I hope Susan gets some cash off this.
I hope Susan gets laid off of this.
But that's not happening either.
No.
However, she may get some cash from the fact that Catherine Zeta-Jones has announced that she is trying to get the rights to Susan's story to make a movie about her.
That would be great.
Interesting.
Apparently, Titanic director James Cameron has also expressed interest in purchasing the rights to her life. Hmm. So she may make a bit of coin from just selling her story on the other end. So even if she doesn't win this competition, looks like things may be up for Susan.
I hope so.
I just thought it was interesting. 100 million hits. That's a lot of viewership.
Crazy.
Yeah. Congratulations to Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick. Apparently, those stories about the two of them being on the rocks were just a bunch of nasty rumors. The couple is having twin baby girls this summer, thanks to a surrogate.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, Sarah has already had one too many foals and can't, can't have any more kids, so they have a surrogate mother who's going to give them a pair of baby girls. Hmm. Don't they already have...
I think just one.
I don't know.
They have
one kid? One kid?
Yeah.
So they're adding to the family. So it's like they're doing well. And Mel Gibson was out last night at the premiere of X-Men Origins Wolverine down there on Hollywood, Hollywood Boulevard.
Didn't do many interviews, I'm guessing.
He didn't, but he was walking down the red carpet with 39-year-old Oksana Grigorieva.
Is this the one that says
really
she's having
a... name.
You have to learn how to speak her. I saw her last name. It's Grigorieva, I believe. Grigorieva.
A lot of vowels.
Oksana Grigorieva.
There you go.
They held hands as they walked in the red carpet outside Gromish Chinese Theater last night. And I happened to be in attendance last night at the X-Men Origins Wolverine premiere.
Yes.
And she's good looking, bro.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a surprise.
Good for you, Mel.
I bet
Mel
those other Oksanas are upset.
Yeah, no.
Is this the one that...
He should be like Hef and just have three Oksanas on his arms at all time.
Is this the one that said she was carrying his baby, or the other one that was said she had, this is going to last forever, or the other one?
This is the other one.
Okay.
This is not the baby nor the forever one.
Okay.
This is the other one.
Sweet.
Somehow she wins. And speaking of Hef, Hef is apparently still nursing a broken heart since breaking up with girlfriend Holly Madison. Folks close to Hef say that although he's already moved in for new hot girlfriends to take her place, he would take her back in a second because he still says she is the love of his life. Geez, however will he get over her?
Yeah, that's tough.
I guess he'll just have to keep banging those smoking hot 18-year-olds at his house.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, most of us, when we break up, don't have the options that Hef has to get over things.
Yeah, no kidding. The best way to get over someone is to get under someone else.
Yeah!
Is that what they say?
That's what I say!
Kevin!
Yeah!
Look at Mel Gibson's woman. What's up with that?
What is up with that?
Turn on this screen here.
She's on the front page of Tyler Durden?
No, this is the second page.
Page two.
Now, which Oksana is this? This isn't Oksana Grigorieva.
This is,
This is just one of the Oksanas, but not the one from last night, maybe. This is the pregnant one.
This is Grigorieva.
This is Grigorieva?
Yes.
Okay. All right, there you go.
Look at her.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, too. Right. They'd have good-looking kids if that was the case. She can't be 39. This story's got to be misprint. She's got to be like 29.
Yeah.
She at oldest. At the oldest, right?
28-year-old.
28. There you go. Oh.
Continue.
Thank you. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Jerry Seinfeld is 55 years old today. What's up with that? Daniel Day-Lewis turns 52. Michelle Pfeiffer is 51. She should be taken to a lab somewhere and dissected.
Studied to see how that...
Because that ain't right.
Yeah.
And as far as I can tell, she hasn't had any surgery or anything. She just looks like that.
My crotch really, really loves it.
51, it's just weird.
Yeah.
It's unnatural.
It is unnatural, but fantastic.
Eve Plum from the Brady Bunch. She played Jan, the middle Brady girl on that show, 51 years old today. Carney Wilson of Wilson Phillips is 41. Uma Thurman turns 39 years old today. Master P celebrates his 39th birthday, as does Andre Agassi. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Amber Tamblyn from The Unusuals coming up, which is a great new show.
Yes, absolutely.
She's on The Unusuals. It's a show on ABC. That should be their theme song.
It should. It cool. isn't, but it should.
Bunch of crazy cops are really wacky and they're nuts.
This show somehow puts a cop show together with unusual people and mm-hmm. funny. It doesn't happen very often.
It's a quirky dramedy. That's
it
what
is.
I like to call
it's
exactly.
done this well. All right, let's talk about this bad TV editing that you've been obsessed with, Ralph, because this is really unbelievable.
Well, I'm not obsessed with it, but I think that in a society, there comes a time when certain traditions have to go by the wayside. There has to be a changing of the guard when it comes to certain behaviors. And I think for the better part of our television lives, cable and network televisions have shown movies.
Right.
And because they are, by the nature of what they are, they have to change them. They have to edit them for time, and they have to edit the format to fit the screen, and they have to edit the language that is used in those adult movies. And I think that time has passed, because now we've got HBO, we've got Stars, we've got Action and Encore and Showtime. We've got so many outlets for feature films where you can see them uncut and as God intended them, that we don't need cable and network television screwing around with our movies anymore, because it just makes them stupid.
Yeah. It really does.
And it came to our attention first and foremost when we got a clip from when FX aired Snakes on a Plane, the Samuel L. Jackson movie. And the most famous line from that plane, the reason they wrote the film, it existed around the premise of Samuel L. Jackson saying one thing, which was, I want these mother effing snakes off my mother effing plane.
Right.
I never got so excited. It was like it was the internet hype on this movie for months leading up to it.
That was the line.
That was the moment in that film. But of course, you know, you can't do that on regular television. You can't say that line. So they had to redub it. They had to edit it. They had to have Sam Jackson come in and recut that line.
Sometimes they'll drop it out where there's no word there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll beep it. But in this particular case, in these movies, they replace them with other words.
In this case, this is what we ended up with.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane!
Monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Wow.
Which doesn't even make any goddamn sense.
It really doesn't.
What's a Monday to Friday plane?
No idea.
It's a monkey fighting snake. Snakes don't fight monkeys.
Well, we started talking about that, and fast and furiously, the clips started coming in. And no, they're not clips from the Fast and the Furious.
Damn it.
They are clips from TV's interpretations of some of our favorite films. The next one we got was from The Big Lebowski, one of my favorite films. And I had never seen this, but a listener sent this in and said, there's that scene where John Goodman is taking a tire iron to the Corvette of a guy he thinks has screwed him over. He thinks that the guy who screwed him over owns that car. Turns out he's wrong. But while he's beating it up, he's saying, you see what happens when you F a stranger in the A? He keeps saying that over and over again.
Right.
Because of the magic of basic television, this is what we ended up with.
This is what happens, Larry. You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps?
It's what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps.
What?
That's what
really?
Happens. People get angry when you find a stranger in the Alps.
And they get the real people to come back in and say those words.
They recut the audio. Sometimes they have them do it before the movie's even released. When you go back in to do what they call the A&R, when you go back in to do an additional dialogue recording and they have to clean up the audio track, they'll have you record a whole bunch of options because they know these shows are going to television, and so they pre-record it.
So it's not important that the words make sense. It's important that they match what the mouth is doing?
I guess that's all they care about.
So an M sound or an A sound is what they're looking for.
Al Pacino had to recut his famous line from Scarface when he talks about the city of Miami as a P-word. Just ready to be effed how he's going to take over that town. This is what we ended up with.
This town like a great big chicken just waiting to be plucked.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's not even close.
Plucking a chicken and effing a pea are very different. Very different levels of intensity, I think, when you come to a heartless gangster who is going to take over the drug cartel in Miami.
Not even close to the same, is it, Pete?
No. So these are some of the ones we've been talking about. And now we've got a new one to add to the collection. This was brought to my attention by a listener yesterday, so we wanted to bring it to yours. Classic film, The Usual Suspects. How great is this movie?
Fantastic.
Bryan Singer.
One of my favorites.
Kind of one that busted his career wide open. You got Gabriel Byrne. You've got Kevin Spacey. You've got Stephen Baldwin before he became a religious nut, nut wing. Who else is in this movie? Benicio Del Toro's in this film. Just an amazing array of actors. And there is a scene where they're looking for Kaiser Soze.
The whole
movie, they're looking for the head of this crime cartel.
Right.
And so they put them through a lineup. They put them in a lineup at a police station. And they have a line that a witness has heard Kaiser Soze say. And so they have each of the people in the lineup repeat this line they've written for them in a card. And the card is, "Give me the keys, you mother effer."
Okay.
Okay, keep that in mind.
Sea sucker, mother effer, right? Isn't that the full line? Give me the keys, blank sucker.
I don't
believe that's the full line. That's why this one is even more outrageous.
Okay, so here's the hear them reading the lines from this card, and because of basic television, things have been altered.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
Hand me the keys, you fairy godmother.
You fairy godmother.
Come on.
Yeah. You effing mother effer is the line. Yeah.
you fairy godmother. Really?
Give me the keys, you fairy godmother.
That's the best they could do.
That's the best they could do.
All right. You all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
Hand me the keys, you fairy godmother.
You don't want to call a guy a fairy godmother because he will take you out. No wonder Sergeant Soze is such a murderer.
Yeah, he's very angry about that.
You can't talk to him like that. Call somebody a fairy godmother.
We've done some research. We can't
find... Without your wand.
We can't find any website that archives these.
Because you think they'd be somewhere.
There's a couple sites that talk about them, sort of like in the urban legend sense, but very few people have archived the actual clips, so we're trying to hunt down as many as we can. Apparently, Samuel L. Jackson, at one point in the Die Hard movie, which he co-starred with Bruce Willis, called him a racist melon farmer.
Yes.
So we're still trying to track that one down.
A racist melon farmer.
So we're trying to find exactly where that
Leave
clip lies.
Leave the movies to the channels that can play them.
Exactly. Can't we just watch our movies as God intended?
Time for the Afro line. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. This song, Your Sex is on Fire?
Yes.
Has prompted a lot of people to call in with their own versions. This one, not very good.
Yo! My crotch is on fire, Lisa May. I know it's from you. You're a liar.
Am I being accused of passing disease?
You are, yes.
Oh, damn.
Unfortunately. You got to be more specific.
Yeah.
If you just
Seriously.
Call it boo, we don't know. It could be one of any 15 things that we did
could
that was
bad. Could be
everything. We need to give us some details.
You shoot the stars. Make love to my buttocks, Manny.
Aw, an oldie but a goodie.
Oh, by the way, this is what all of the media coverage of the swine flu is doing.
Yeah.
Scaring us all to death. And apparently this dude is scared not by the swine flu. He's mistaken it as the bird flu, but we know he means swine.
Kevin Dean. Oh, my God. The bird flu is in Claremont. Oh, my God. The bird flu is in Claremont. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's going to kill everyone that lives. Oh, my God. It's going to kill everyone that lives. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's killing everyone that lives. Oh, my God. Bye.
If you're going to panic, shouldn't you panic over the right flu?
Well, you would
the
think.
The correct one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bird flu was what scared us all half to death a couple years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that's old news.
Swine flu is the new one. And apparently it came from Mexico.
Why are you bad, Mexico?
Everybody's trying to find the first human being that got it from the pig.
Mm-hmm.
Beans got swine flu from ham sandwich.
Possibly.
He has a pig.
Yeah, I know. And he's...
Bean has the swine flu. He's a pig. He's a pig.
All right. All right, take it easy.
That's how you get it.
And we got some interesting response to Heidi and Spencer yesterday.
That was a good interview.
Yeah, it was something. And the people love them.
Oh, my God. Hang up on Heidi and Spencer. He is a waste of blood and plasma, and she is a vapid waste of blood, too. Oh, my God. His tool is not even a bad enough word for him. He just needs to lay down and die.
I seriously, really want to on this guy's face.
What?
I hate this guy. Heidi is a freaking idiot. I can't even listen to her talk. She is so retarded. Idiot.
Please, somebody, kill him now.
Go ahead, keep saying my name, whatever you want. You want to keep calling in the afterline, talking about Spence, like, yeah, I'm a tool, okay, whatever. I'm chilling out in Mexico while you're on the phone calling some stupid little radio show to, like, guys who are, like, what, 120 years old? Whatever, be bopping, rocking and rolling, Hollywood.
You hey! Are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Could use that there, actually.
Yeah, I think that worked.
It's the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 636. If you go to krock.com right now on the front page, you can see some video. First of all, there's Psycho Mike and the King of Mexico's visit to Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
Oh, that's up now. Cool.
You'd like to see that. Parts one and two are up.
Definitely.
But also, you can see Psycho Mike going in a plane with the Red Bull Air Race Championship pilot.
Yes.
Kirby Chambliss.
Kirby Curbs!
Kirby, welcome to the show. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Very good. Thank
What's
you.
Up, Kirby?
Hey, doing well. Yourself?
Oh, I can't. I'm just doing great, man. I'm still on cloud nine from when you took me up in that plane.
That was crazy, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Kirby took Psycho Mike up, and there was a lot of talk here about, like, oh, we're going to do it. Oh, yeah, that's going to be cool. Oh, you're going to throw. Oh, you're not going to feel good. Oh, you're going to throw up. I mean, this is Psycho Mike at the beginning of the video.
They've let me know that I'm most likely going to vomit a lot. But I have a history in German adult film, so I'm no stranger to puke.
Okay, so he's ready, and it doesn't bother him. He tells Kirby, let's do it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Give it to me the best you got.
You're the man.
Now, Kirby, for people who haven't seen the Red Bull Air Race Championship, tell them what kind of flying is involved.
You're going, 230 miles an hour, a few feet above the water, watching these gates whiz by, So what Mike and I experienced out there, that part of it without the gates, but, he experienced the G-force, and you got 10 Gs. It's asking Psycho Mike. It's like a house sitting on your chest there. It makes it kind of difficult to breathe, and all the blood in your head wants to be down in your body.
Yeah.
Kirby, I had a question about that because it was like an experience I'd never felt. I mean, so the pressure on your body is amazing, yet you seem completely composed, and you could talk during the entire time, and you could be able to handle and steer the plane as if it was nothing. Is that just you building up a tolerance, or what is that?
Yeah, I've got a tolerance built up to it, from doing it for many, many years and then, doing it all the time. But What we were experiencing there was about, I think, 5 Gs, and, you know, in the race, you know, you'll see in San Diego, we're up to 12 Gs. So
12?
12, it's a little harder to talk. You know, when we were flying around at 5, it was pretty easy, but at 12, yeah, it's pretty hard to talk.
Now, if you go to the website and see this video, you will be impressed by the control that you have over this plane, Kirby, going straight up, cutting the engine, falling straight back down, turning hard right. Explain what his turns are like. Mike, you were telling us it's almost like...
You go on a roller coaster and you know that feeling of not anticipating a turn and it just jerks you and it's really violent. And it's like that, but times 10, because this plane is so small and so powerful at the same time that Kirby really can get it to do anything, almost like gymnastics for the human body, but in the air. And it could tumble over itself. Somersault, barrel roll, of course.
Let me ask about tumbling over itself.
Yeah.
That's the front of the end plane, the rear of the plane, just flipping over in circles. How do you do that?
How do you recover?
Yeah, and get control.
Yeah, I guess we just got lucky, you know. No, you know, I mean, it's called a gyroscopic maneuver, and you're using the forces from the engine in order to make the airplane flip end over end. It doesn't want to do it, but, you know, you coax it into it. And as far as recovering from it, you know, it's just like anything else. You just know, you know, if the airplane does one thing, you have to do something else. And so it's not anything that I could sit here and go, oh, you pull the stick back and move it over here. If the airplane does this, then I have to do something else. And that's how you recover from it.
The first time you try it, though, I mean, you don't have a foam pit like the guys that ride motorcycles do. You have to actually go up and try it.
Well, it's like, you know, you go up at high altitude, so that gives you a lot of time, you know, to work things out. But when you first try it, I mean, about the worst thing that's going to end up is you're going to end up in a, you know, a flat spin, either inverted or upright. And once you know how to recover from those, then, you know, anything's fair game.
And it's no problem.
Yeah.
This race has been going on for 3 years now?
No. It's
more than that.
2003, so...
2003 years? That's crazy.
Oh, my God. I didn't know they had planes that long.
Planes back then.
Since
2003. I see.
Yeah, there you go.
And it is just ridiculous looking. You know how cars go around the racetrack and they've got the orange cones? This is the airplane version of that.
Oh, it's insane.
Huge. To see what Kirby and these pilots do in this plane looks like computer-generated graphic. It doesn't appear that they could really do that in real life. They're going so fast.
Not physically possible.
And in between such tight spaces, it really is something to behold. So, I mean, if you have a chance to go down not this upcoming weekend, but the following 9th and 10th, in San Diego. It really is unbelievable how much control they have over these planes at such high speeds.
It's at the Embarcadero Marina Park in San Diego. We could actually give away some tickets if people want to call at 1-800-520-1067. We have 10 pair of tickets. And take your mom. It's Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day, yeah.
Take your mom down there. She'll enjoy the planes. Kirby will give her a little special attention, you know. You know how that works.
You know, if you haven't seen it live, though, I mean, you really got to go down and see it. It's something else. I mean, you know, it's shown on Fox Sports also and television, but... Yeah, it's cool to watch it there, but if you've never seen it live, I mean, you've got to go down and see it. It's something to see.
How many of these races are there a year? Is it just this one, or is there a series?
This year, it's a series, you know, so it's a championship. So this year, there's 6. Last year, there's 8, and I would guess next year, it'll go back to 8 or 10 races.
And where are you in the rankings?
Well, this year, you know, we've only had the one race, and we had kind of a poor finish there in Abu Dhabi. We just got back from there. We had some technical issues, so that drops us down to 9th. But we plan on changing that.
So you were a slacker in your only race this year.
let me tell you another reason why Kirby and these other pilots are so awesome, because they don't do these flights, in these races in Newark and Pittsburgh. They're going to Abu Dhabi, then they're going to Paris and Madrid, then they're coming to San Diego, next, and Tokyo. It's pretty awesome. They live quite the life.
Tough life,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Now, I read, Kirby, that you live on a ranch in Arizona, and you have a runway in your backyard.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
It makes it nice for practicing, for sure. I mean, I can just go out, you know, in my backyard, jump in the plane, go for a flight, and come back in, pay bills, mow the yard if I had any grass, like everybody else.
You should mow the yard with the propeller on the front of the plate if you were good.
Or a 50 cal. Start preparing to kill some Charlie, you know what I'm saying?
Well, this looks like it is great fun. And again, it's not this weekend, but next, May 9th and 10th, the Red Bull Air Race Championship. You can see highlights of it on, you know, YouTube or other places. But Psycho Mike went up in the plane with Kirby. And one last question for you, Kirby. How many pilots in America probably could compete for this? Is it a pretty small group?
Yeah, it is. I mean, when it first started out, you had to be one of the top 15 aerobatic pilots in the world. They've since changed that. But, you know, because when you take something that is somewhat dangerous and make it, you know, somewhat, the only way you can do that is balance it with experience. And so everybody had to be, you know, at a high level of experience in order to do this.
Well, it looks like a fantastic time. And Psycho Mike had a good time. He was he was trying to explain to us what the G's felt like on him. And he said it was just like his entire system was just shutting down. He was paralyzed and couldn't do anything about it. Felt a lot of pressure, but couldn't talk, couldn't move.
Yeah, it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. I don't know if I'd do it again, but it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life.
Hey, just like I told you, it's the ultimate roller coaster ride. You don't have to stay on the tracks.
Well, go to RedBullAirRace.com if you'd like more details. Pilot Kirby Chambliss, thank you very much for coming on the air with us today. We appreciate it.
I enjoyed it. You guys take care. Have a good day.
Thank you, man.
Bye.
10:15 to get rid of this looter.
Looter 10-4.
Yeah. Does that over and over again. That's what he
song's
does.
Called April 29th. You understand
all right.
that?
All right. Waiting for me.
What are the chances?
Pretty good once a year.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah,
pretty good.
They tend to crank it up pretty heavy in rotation today on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin Abicho on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
See, he says fire over and over again. Just never stops being funny.
You're with me, then.
You guys have brain trauma. That's
it's
the problem.
Funny.
Not funny. It's funny the first time. And then it stops being funny immediately after that.
What's
and
it like to
gets
be wrong?
Anti-funny from the third one throughout.
What's it like to be wrong so often?
He says my sex is on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Funny.
And then torpedoes.
Yeah, once. Funny.
Not funny the first time, but 3 through 10?
Nope.
Hilarious.
Nope. Light by fire.
Right, see?
Funny once. You hear that? Because, geez, I wonder what's coming next. Oh, he said fire again. Oh, and then he said fire again. They said fire again.
We're having a bit of an argument off the air about an upcoming guest on Kevin and Bean Show.
Kim Kardashian.
Glendale!
Who thought that she would be an advocate for women's rights? But she has had enough of women's obsessions about their bodies, and she has gone on the cover of Life and Style magazine in a revealing photo shoot in a bikini, declaring the photos are 100% unretouched in hopes that people will get over their weight obsessions and get on with their lives.
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass.
I have cellulite. So what? She declares on the cover. Listen, there's you with cellulite, Kim Kardashian, and then there's women with cellulite.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Exactly.
She's still smoking hot and 4 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. She's 40. How many photos she wants unretouched on the cover of a magazine?
And here's my point. If you could retouch it, then why wouldn't you?
Because she says it gives a idealized, unrealistic image for girls to try to live up to.
Right. But the problem is not that they're retouching her pictures. The problem is that they're not retouching everyone's.
I see what you're saying.
Now, I'll tell you who did this right was Jamie Lee Curtis. She did this on the cover of More Magazine like 5-6 years ago. She went in like workout wear and no retouching. And, you know, she's like in her late 40s now.
And she looks good at that.
No, I mean, she looks normal.
Yeah.
But that was really brave. Hmm. Kim is BS.
Yeah. She says, if there's a picture that I'm not perfect in a magazine where I've said, like, the people say I'm big. I'm built a certain way. You just can't change the way you're built. People attack my true size. But the reality is people look bigger on television. Who says she looks big, by the way? She's got a big butt and big cans, but I don't know people accusing her of being big.
I don't either.
It's not like her freaking freakishly large sister, Chloe. giant Gura beast of the mountains.
Maybe she's fighting on her behalf. Yeah, she's pretty smoking hot.
Anyway,
Kim.
So the photos are on the stands this week. She's in a black bikini. You can't miss it. And she looks just terrific. She's by the pool and everything. She looks just amazing.
And there's no cellulite?
But there's a little cellulite.
A little.
There, but you wouldn't even wouldn't think twice.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be like, oh, my God, look at her. Cottage cheese thighs.
Right.
She's just smoking
If you hit
hot.
The DNA lottery, just stop with your advice to everyone else.
Yeah, she's just hot. Remember Mrs. Partridge from the old Partridge Family show?
Oh, Shirley Jones.
Shirley Jones. You ever watch the reruns of that show when you were a kid?
Occasionally.
And you look at her and say, wow, she's pretty hot for a mom.
Yeah.
No. I'd like to see her topless.
No, no. Never.
Yes.
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah,
never
thought
yes.
that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I said, oh, if I played bass for the Partridges, I'd so be sneaking a peek in the back of the bus when she was driving. You know what I mean?
Nope.
Get me a little Partridge.
Mm-mm.
Give me a little MILF.
Nope.
A little Partridge MILF.
Well, boobs are holding up nicely for a gal her age, I'll say that.
Our dreams are coming true.
What?
Some 40 years too late.
Oh, no.
Shirley Jones will be doing a topless episode of A&E's The Cleaner.
What are you talking about?
There's a TV series called The Cleaner.
Yeah. That's Benjamin Bratz, right?
Yeah.
Yes. She apparently will appear topless in that show.
Is Benjamin Bratt going to put in work?
I don't know, but I'm scared.
No, I don't want to.
The whole concept.
No,
that's on network TV, isn't it? I mean, she can't really be
basic cable.
But she can't really be topless.
Why not?
Old and ugly.
No, because on basic cable.
Oh, basic
can you
cable.
Show
that's
that?
What she means.
Yeah, you can do anything you want on basic cable.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Then why do they bleep F words and stuff?
By choice.
Oh.
Not interested. They have options. If it's not broadcast through the air, and basic cable is not, then you have a lot more leeway with what you can put on there.
That isn't good for you.
Most basic cable channels tend to censor themselves the state of to keep their low
FCC's
profile.
Way, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
So, do we have a choice?
Apparently we don't.
Are they asking us if that's what we want?
It's a done deal. So if you ever want to see Shirley Jones, cans, here's your chance.
40 years late.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Britney Spears wants more kids with Kevin Federline.
Yes.
Star Magazine says the singer and her ex-husband are having conversations. She wants to have more kids, and she thinks he'd be the perfect dad.
Yep.
Based on...
Well, look at their track record, Lisa.
Huh?
Look at the great kids they have together.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I hope that's the case.
Wow. Huh?
I hope that genetic line never ceases.
She does not cease to amaze.
The world just becomes populated from that gene pool. And here's the thing. Celebrities, don't assume that you can just start a clothing line. It seems to be the one thing they all think they can do. No matter what level of celebrity they are, they just think they can just start a clothing line.
Yeah, like it comes with fame?
That and record a CD. Apparently everyone thinks they can sing and record a CD, and everyone thinks they can design clothing.
You're so right.
I don't understand it. Why that is the way they all tend to go. But LL Cool J has found out the hard way. That's not as easy as it appears. After signing an exclusive deal with Sears for the LL Cool J line of clothing, his clothing line has been shut down. Apparently people weren't snapping up the LL Cool J wear off of the shelves at Sears.
Maybe some of the problem is, I don't know that people go to Sears for clothes.
Dude, Sears is a big, not in this part of the world.
It was like tools and...
No, it's a big department store in the rest of the country. Yeah, a lot of clothing shops.
And I imagine with the economy the way it is, it's gotten more people in there.
Yeah, exactly. They're like a discount store.
Yeah.
But LL Cool J not faring so well.
Not happening.
I have his LL Cool boots. I tried wearing those.
Is that right?
Yeah, very uncomfortable. Last night's American Idol was Rat Pack night.
Oh, I bet that was bad.
And Jamie Foxx came by to mentor the singers.
Really?
Because, you know, Jamie Foxx was an original member of the Rat Pack.
No,
oh,
I don't.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he wasn't.
I don't see the connection.
Any part of that.
He was black. Wait, he's black, and Sammy Davis Jr. is black.
There is.
That's the tie-in.
And he's got a movie.
That's true. He's got a movie coming out where he plays a guy with two strings on his violin.
So there's the connection.
Apparently, it was all very entertaining, but I didn't watch because I'm boycotting the show.
Finally come to your senses.
Wow.
So we'll find out tonight who gets sent home. But I do know Chuck Wicks was sent home from Dancing with the Stars last night.
I don't know who that
Who's
is.
Chuck
oh,
Wicks?
Chuck Wicks. You don't want to mess with Chuck Wicks.
I don't know who Chuck Wicks is.
I don't either.
No.
But he was sent home.
Too bad for him.
That isn't good for you.
And it looks like MTV is announcing a brand new TV series. A British model and TV personality named Alexa Chung. Is anyone familiar with Alexa Chung?
Nope.
Getting her own daytime show on MTV. It'll be broadcast live from Times Square in New York City. Wow, a live show broadcast from Times Square in New York City. That is fresh. That's a fresh idea for MTV. Wait, wasn't Carson doing that for 400 years on that channel?
They could call it Totally Request Video or something like that.
Apparently, the show will be tied in with Twitter so that viewers can tweet their immediate reactions to what's going on at the show while it's being aired.
Yes.
That's what we need. Instead of girls being in the audience going, "Woo!" Now they can tweet, "Woo!" while the show's going on.
Can we read their tweets?
I sure hope so.
During
I bet
the show?
They got a lot to say. Oh, that is a great interview you're doing with Channing Tatum. Woo! Thanks for that tweet.
How many O's does Woo have when you tweet it?
8.
Okay.
And that's a fact. Is that her? Is that Alexa Chung?
Well, she's pretty cute.
Anybody want Alexa Chung tonight?
Her brother Wang.
Yeah, I just did that joke.
Yeah. Kind of the same joke.
And Chris Noth. You know, he's Mr. Big and the Sex and the City, whatnot.
Yep.
He has just signed his deal to... reprise that role in the next Sex and the City movie. Yes, they're making another one.
Yay. Yeah, I'd rather die.
I think there might be a baby.
Oh,
shut up.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
Daily Variety says he'll be making over 7 figures to reprise the role. How about that?
Nice.
For those of you who don't know, 7 figures means at least $1 million.
A million dollars.
that.
That's $1 million. That's an inside joke. For me and my friends. Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld is 55 years old today. Actor Daniel Day-Lewis celebrates his 52nd birthday. Michelle Pfeiffer is 51. Eve Plum, who played Jan on the old Brady Bunch TV series, is 51 years old. Carney Wilson of Wilson Phillips is 41. Now, she ate Phillips, right?
She did.
Yes. Wilson ate Phillips. Yes. I believe. Uma Thurman's 39. Master P is 39 years old. And Andre Agassi also celebrates his 39th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Oh, I knew something was, but hoped it wouldn't happen this soon.
It's probably not going to be this either, but, you know, that's the hype, for God's sakes. They do a report on it on the Channel 4 News about every 30 seconds.
On an Alaska Airlines flight arriving from Zihuatanejo, Mexico, passengers waited while public health examined a woman with diarrhea. Conclusion, not swine flu, so all were allowed to disembark.
Hey, how about not telling everybody I have diarrhea? How about that? That would be better.
This is the throng where new arrivals come out of customs. Among those from Mexico, where the new flu strain first appeared and is spread most, some were still wearing their breathing masks. And the airport announced that restrooms would receive heightened sanitation. Some large Asian airports now using infrared screening to look for passengers with fevers. Europe urging travelers to avoid Mexico and the USA, all in response to the emerging swine flu threat that led the World Health Organization to elevate the pandemic level from 3 to 4 on a scale of 6.
Why do they have a scale of 6? Why can't they do a scale of 10 like everybody else?
Because they're special.
I don't know if you saw the story out of the AP, but the outbreak of swine flu should be renamed the Mexican influenza in deference to Muslim and Jewish sensitivities over pork.
I don't understand.
I don't either. Yaakov Litzman is the man's name. He is the Israeli health minister, and he's on the phone with us now.
Shalom.
How are you today, sir?
Good morning.
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, swine flu, I think, is a reference to the fact that it came from swine.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And as you know, in the in Judaism and Islam, pigs are unclean.
Right.
And we don't like them. They're anathema to our religion.
Right.
And we have a great sensitivity to it. And so we don't like the usage of the word.
Well, it's not exactly a positive usage of the word. It's the name of a sickness.
We don't care.
Okay.
But
we should call it Mexican flu.
I understand that you don't eat pork.
No, we don't want anything to do with that.
But that's not how you get it. It's from eating pork. You get it just from breathing the air from a sick pig.
Listen, little lady. We don't like the name. We don't like pigs in any kind of way.
Right, but
we don't like the schwein. We don't want none of it. And so we don't want it brought up at all.
Okay, but it isn't the Mexican influenza because it may have come from an area in Mexico, but it came.
Yes! What you said just there!
But it came from pigs!
But they were Mexican pigs.
Okay.
And then the Mexicans brought it over with their Mexicanness.
Oh, dear God.
Coming across the borders with all their Mexicani.
I don't know that that's how it happened.
Oh, the freaking Mexicans.
So you want to rename it the Mexican influenza?
Yeah, something less offensive.
Okay.
Like the stinking Mexican flu.
You can't say that.
The problem here living in Southern California is we all know and have great friends and know a lot of people who are Hispanic, and they're not going to like that.
And we want all usage of the word pig stricken from the language.
In any way?
Yes.
Oh.
The little fairy tale about the three little piggies.
Right.
Now we should call it three little blacks.
Well, that's offensive to a whole nother group.
But not us.
Right, but
that's all that matters.
But
when pigs fly, you know that phrase?
Yes.
Oh, when pigs fly.
Right.
Now it's when gays fly.
But you're just offending other people instead of yourselves.
Yeah, you know, guinea pigs, when you try something out on someone, you say they're a guinea pig.
Sir. Right.
They should now be called Guinea Guineas.
I'm actually okay with that.
When someone pigs out at dinner,
right?
Now they're Irish out.
With
their fat faces eating.
Oh, my God.
Now on pig-headed, you'll be called stupid-headed.
Wow.
Haven't worked that
you haven't
out
really
now.
Thought this through,
no.
Have you?
A pig sty will be a juice sty. Oh, no, wait a minute.
That doesn't work.
Never mind. We'll find something for that one.
Okay. In about 20 minutes, Amber Tamblyn, going to be on the program talking about her new TV show called The Unusuals, which is fantastic.
I agree.
So great to get new TV shows that actually look good and they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
And they're going to stay around more than three episodes.
That's true.
Oh, I hope you do a better job interviewing her than you did interviewing Wolverine yesterday.
Roland?
Yes, it's me.
What?
Roland, your arch nemesis.
How do you... First of all, I don't have an arch nemesis.
Yes, you do.
Second of all,
Captain Platinum.
How do you get on the air?
Because I tap into your communication system.
What's your problem
with...
Quite
rudimentary.
Yesterday morning, we talked to Wolverine himself.
Hugh Jackman. Yeah,
yes.
I thought it went very well.
It was a horrific interview.
What are you talking about?
You didn't touch on any of the important questions of the day.
We asked him about Wolverine. We asked him about not wanting to play it again. And then he said it's a little more rough, so he was into it.
They didn't ask how he felt about them combining the Weapon X concept along with the original two different origins of Wolverine.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
How did he feel about having the Sabretooth character, which originally had always been planned to be Wolverine's father, now be pounded off as Liev Schreiber's character as his brother?
I don't know what that means.
That's your problem!
Does it matter, though? I mean, this movie is for people who've never seen any of the movies with Wolverine before, right?
Why do you let women talk on your show?
We actually like her.
We actually like her to speak.
Damn.
Unless they're dressed in the Princess Leia slave outfit, women have very little use for me.
Well,
yeah, I can imagine.
You're still a virgin, aren't you?
Yeah.
That is neither here nor
there.
But
you are, right?
So I saw the movie last night at the premiere.
Oh. You saw Wolverine?
Yes.
How did you get tickets to that?
I did not get tickets for that.
How did you
did
see
you
it?
Did you just tap it?
Well, here's the thing. You don't know that when they built the Freemasons Temple across the street from Grauman's Chinese Theater,
right?
There was an intricate infrastructure of different caves and caverns and tunnels leading beneath the street itself.
Okay.
And so I tapped into the city's planning board computer database. And so I traveled through the underground tunnels beneath Grauman's Chinese Theater, and from there it was simple just to drill a hole and put a spy camera up through there using fiber optics.
That sure does sound simple.
It was.
So you watched it on a spy camera?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
It's so good!
Yeah. That's great news.
It's full of action and adventure, and even though it does screw with the Wolverine legend quite a bit...
But how many people know the in-depth?
He meets Gambit way too early.
But how
he
many...
runs across Cyclops as a young man, which is just completely unacceptable because we know exactly when they met.
Right, but I'm saying how many people know that and are going to be offended by it?
Everyone.
And by everyone, you mean almost
me
no
and my
one.
Friends.
Right, okay.
But more importantly, even though they take some liberties with the Wolverine legend, it's a very entertaining film.
So you liked it?
I enjoyed it very much.
Okay.
And I'll be selling copies out the back of my station wagon outside the front of your studio there, should you want to purchase one.
I don't think that's very smart. That's probably
no, we don't want to purchase one, but thank you.
Right, we would not have anything to do with that.
But I use the spy camera and everything.
All right, how much?
It's a little tiny picture in the center. You can't really see much, but really, I can describe it to you as we watch it.
Well, if that sounds good, then I'm in.
It's like looking through a pinhole camera.
All right, take your role. Now it's time to talk. The Unusuals. Amber Tamblyn on the phone. Good morning, Amber.
We did it.
Yes. I'm so happy to hear your voice.
I need to apologize to you, apparently, because we were going to talk to you last week.
Yes.
And then you had to go on the set, so you couldn't do it. And then we tried to call you like three times, and it kept ringing. And then...
Apparently, you picked up and we hung up on you.
Apparently, you picked up...
There was this little window between Orlando Bloom getting his spray tan on that I had to talk.
Yes.
And then it was like 2 minutes past that, and I saw him coming out of his trailer like a Grecian golden god toward the set. And I went, I gotta go.
He has everyone on the set killed if they hold him up, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's true.
So you ran up, but then apparently when we called back, you said hello, and I didn't hear you and hung up on you. So sorry about that whole thing.
Oops.
I think that you've done that multiple times when I've stopped you on the airwaves.
That's possible.
Yeah.
The Unusuals is one of our favorite new shows.
It really is.
Yay! Oh, awesome. Great.
Wednesdays at 10 on ABC, you play Detective Casey Schrager. Tell us, is Schrager how you say the last name?
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
Tell us, for people who haven't seen the show, what separates it from most other cop shows?
Well, I would say that it's probably one of the only cop shows on TV, in the sense that it's about the cops. It's about the lives of cops, as opposed to about the cases that the cops are solving.
Yeah, the procedural dramas.
That,
yeah.
Yeah, you're really sort of just looking at these detectives in their daily lives and how their personal lives sort of intersect with the cases that they're solving. And they're all pretty weird, except for Casey. I've described it as Alice going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Sort of going into the strange world of the NYPD Detective Division and meeting all these strange characters and just sort of having to find her place among them. And you know, in the midst of seeing that, you get to meet all these other really interesting people like Harold Perrineau and Adam Goldberg. They have an amazing dynamic. I love them. They're so funny.
Let's talk about them. Adam Goldberg, he's been on our show many times. We love him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He plays a cop who's trying to get killed?
Yeah. He is playing a cop who has a brain tumor. He's been told he has a brain tumor. He's ignoring it. In the pilot, you sort of, in the first episode, you see a doctor telling him, you know, you have to come in, you have to get treated. This could be fatal, and he just keeps ignoring them, keeps ignoring them. And there's this really interesting, fantastical part of his storyline, which is that he is not afraid to jump off roofs to, you know, save someone who's getting, getting murdered, and he's in a window from the top of the rooftop and he jumps off, and he's just not afraid to get killed, but he somehow never dies.
It is strange.
But his partner...
His partner, on the other hand, which is Harold Perrineau, who's amazing, is 42 years old, and his father died when he was 42. So he's completely terrified that he'll die, you know, at the same age that his father did. So he goes to sleep with a bulletproof vest on. And
yeah.
You see the scenes of his house with his furniture and the way that his house looks.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
That's the guy who was Walt's dad, right?
Walt's
on Lost.
Dad from Lost, yeah.
He's fantastic. Yeah. He looks so scared of every sound, every movement he knows is going to take him out.
Yeah, and this last episode was so sweet, where he falls in love with the dispatch girl that he always hears on dispatch, and he's so shy he can't talk to her, that he's delivering, like, he's asking her to go out on a date. He wrote it on all these index cards, and he just hands them to her.
It was adorable.
He's reading them out loud. It's such a sweet scene.
Yeah,
really,
she keeps expecting him to talk to her, and he really can't do that.
Yeah, but Casey has her own secrets. She's got a ton of money that nobody knows about.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I feel like maybe Casey might be the least secretive, but
she still has them,
because she's sort of only the only one with a semi, you know, level head about her, and I think that that's really good, so that we as the audience have some frame of reference for what is crazy and what isn't,
right.
And you know how deeply down into this rabbit hole she has to go.
But even when
it's really interesting, and you'll start to see her family come out of the past, and people from her family, and you know, elements of her rich life where she came from start to come into her world.
But even though she's level-headed, she does come in contact with some really bizarre cases. I have a clip here where you're talking about the strange wedding fetish woman.
So, busy day?
Always. I had a promiscuous woman with a wedding fetish try to murder me with a shotgun.
Casey.
I'm still here, though.
Yeah. You're not bothered by that at all.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite, it might be this next episode, actually, I get to, I know Noah Hawley would kill me right now, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Say it.
I get to refer to a guy's genitalia as wedding vegetables.
Nice.
It's really fun. She gets really crazy in this one episode, and I really love the tomboyish, tough chick attitude that she, even if it doesn't fully come off all the time, it's just who she is. And then she's got, you know, I have this little baby face, so it's a funny sort of contrast to have these two... This image be very different from her personality.
I got to tell you, this next clip that I have one more clip, went by way too fast for me, and I'd like to slow it down and take it, you know, syllable by syllable if you could.
I can never be a slut.
You know, unless you try.
I just have no interest in seeing that many
Yeah. So that happened, and it went so fast, and then you ran into a door, and then you had your gun out, and it was like, hey, let's go back to that part about you being a slut.
I know. I told them, I said, the Joan of Arcadia fans aren't going to like that.
Right.
You got to kick it down a notch.
Do you still hear from those fans about things you do or whatever?
Yeah, they're very supportive. It's, you know, I've got a very diverse, interesting from horror films to God. And they're very sweet. And most, you know, 9 times out of 10, when they come up and say hi and things, they're always telling me how they wrote into CBS and were pissed off that show was canceled. So
that's
very,
nice.
Very sweet.
I love that show. I thought it was great, but it's really fun to see you doing something so different.
Yeah, it's fun for me because I actually feel like I get to talk a little bit more like myself.
Right. Right.
And I get to just enjoy being one of the only female members of this precinct and, you know, working predominantly with dudes.
Yeah.
It just makes for a fun dynamic, I think, for the show. And you really get to see that. The contrast, because even Beaumont, who's the only other female detective, is very masculine, even way more than Casey is.
Yeah. She's pretty dudish. Yeah.
Yeah. So I get to bring a bit of an element of the feminine side to the show.
And you have great writers. One of the things that I love about watching this show is there are certain shows that you watch and you go, I wish I could talk like that. I wish I could have such a cool head and just make jokes in the middle of that kind of stress and everything else. And very few people can pull that off. And you guys do that on this program.
Yeah, we try to, you know, Noah's, who's the creator of our show, Noah, his whole thing is just that he always wants to keep a base element of reality to this. He wants the characters to seem kind of out of this world, but to be based in reality as well, meaning that you could meet this person at any time. This is not just a detective from New York that you know, works for the law, but it could be a crazy friend of yours that lives there, or it could be a not crazy friend of yours who just has issues or problems and you try to help them deal with it. And by watching these characters and actually listening to them, especially people like Adam, his delivery of things is very natural.
I agree.
It's who he is. He's got this underlying brilliant sarcasm that just is there. He doesn't have to work for it, or he doesn't make you feel like he's acting. It just is who he is. And I think once you know, start seeing these really, really different qualities in all the characters, you can't help but be interested in them and want to know what's going to happen next to them.
Now,
which is one of the greatest things that I've seen from it.
Did Noah make up these characters out of whole cloth, or did he actually come in contact? I can't imagine there are cops who have a brain tumor and don't care if they're going to die, or, you know what I mean, like cops that are scared just so that they wear their bulletproof vest to bed. I mean, there's no way
Yeah, I think, you know, I think he obviously thought up some of this stuff, but I remember when we were shooting the pilot, they said, oh, you want to do a ride-along with a detective, which is you ride in the car with them while they're going to do some stuff, or
right.
Go to the precinct, and I said, oh, I'd love to go to the precinct and just see how they work and see what they do, and so we went to one of the precincts in New York, and it was really fascinating to see actually how close we were coming, even though, you know, we as actors and the characters are much more, shifted towards comedy and stuff like that.
Right.
There was one female detective in this precinct. She's like 6'2" blonde woman with these long acrylic nails, French tip acrylic nails.
No kidding.
Talking about, you know, how hard it, you know, having to do special training to pull the trigger because of her nails. She was a special thing.
Because she wasn't cutting them.
Because she wasn't going to trim them?
Yeah, and she was telling me about an argument that she got in with her captain and saying, I'm not trimming my nails. No, I'm not doing it. And so they created like a special kind of training unit for her. And then one of the other guys was showing us Polaroids of dead bodies.
What?
Which was really intense. And he was laughing about a couple of them, a couple situations and scenarios. And I just thought, you know what? At a certain point, you have to do that.
Yeah, I would think
what these people do for a living,
just to deal with it. But
yeah.
He carried.
Yeah, I realized, you know, the humor of these things and the things that we're personifying as funny on our show may seem far fetched in a certain way, but in their world, you have to find humor and you have to see the humor that they deal with in order to find it real. If that makes sense.
Do you think that cop is the cop known as the guy with the dead body Polaroids and everybody like that?
Where he pulls out a couple photos and you look at those and you go, oh, that guy in a bathtub, oof, creepy. And then he pulls out the big one that he's not supposed to show you.
Sure.
And it's a suicide and you're like, oh my God.
Wow.
And then you really realize you're just an actor.
That guy rules.
That guy,
A, rules, and B, scares me.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Well, The Unusuals is the name of the show. I think it's aired 4 times.
I think this will be our fifth show.
Coming up, right? And there's a link at krock.com if you want to get caught up with the characters
excellent.
And the storyline and everything like that. It's about 7 or 8 minutes long. Kind of catches you up on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that. And then Amber Tamblyn is on Wednesdays at 10 on ABC. And the show is The Unusuals. I'm glad we got to talk to you, Amber.
Thank you. Yeah, likewise. I've been listening to you guys forever since I was a kid, so it's great to talk to
Thank
you.
Thank you, and I'm sorry for hanging up on you last time.
No, that's fine.
Okay. I was looking down at all I see. You are listening.
Hey!
Nope, not at all.
Just did it.
Not at all.
Just
not,
did it.
Yeah, but not good.
Did it great.
It was perfect great.
Timing. We did it.
Mm.
We were on point.
Got
I'm
it off.
And did it.
I'm saying no. I'm saying sorry.
Doesn't matter. Happened. Live
you,
with it.
You didn't know you
roll around in it.
You didn't
still
know
here.
You didn't know you were pregnant. Coming up after
no,
the
I
top
did not.
Pregnant? What?
I was so surprised.
After the top of the hour, there was a documentary on, I believe, TLC or one of those channels, and it's more of those stories that you cannot imagine where people did not know they were pregnant. And we've had some conversation about this off the air. Is it possible that there are enough people listening to us that some of them, a few of them even, didn't know they were pregnant and would call?
It sure seems to happen a lot.
It seems like a pretty tiny set of people, though, doesn't it?
When
the
Bean,
total number?
Remember when Bean pulled the tube out of his eye? He was rushed to the hospital.
Yep.
And while he was there in the waiting room, there was a 15-year-old girl who came in, had no idea.
Her mother was screaming at her, saying, yeah. How could you not know? It's got to be mostly fat chicks, all right?
I would think.
He said, didn't he say she wasn't really that big?
I don't know.
Bean doesn't know anything, though. He doesn't look at the world through eyes that the rest of the humans use. It's like it's...
Well, he did have a tube in his eye, so yeah. That might have been
but
part of it.
But above and beyond that, everything is seen through a kaleidoscope in that world
yeah.
of his. It's not our world.
I don't know. I'm very curious about this, though, because it seems
the only
unbelievable.
The only
Minnesota,
person,
give him a call.
The only other person that was there was Dave the King Mexico, and we've seen his descriptive skills. So
yeah.
That may be trouble.
He's quirky.
I tweeted it. Girl was not pregnant, didn't know. So anyways, her hair color didn't match her skin tone. Let's take a look at showbiz news, shall we? Susan Boyle, the Britain's Got Talent contestant who sang I Dreamed a Dream from Les Miserables. You've probably seen the clip by now because apparently it is the most viewed YouTube clip in history.
That's something.
Yeah.
Over 100 million hits this clip has received. Susan Boyle is still in competition over there in Britain's Got Talent. I want to see Britain's Got Talent more than I want to see American Idol. I want to see that competition.
Yeah.
They got like a 12-year-old kid over there who can sing up a storm too. That's interesting.
She ugly. She ugly. U-G-L-Y. She ain't got no alibi. She ugly.
She's not hot, if that's what you mean.
No.
She ugly is what I mean.
She may be rich soon, though, however. There's a lot of interest in her life story.
I don't have to listen to you. You're a dog.
What?
What the hell does
you
that
mean? You
mean
her?
Yeah.
You're talking about her.
Trying to find ugly drops, Ralph.
I got you.
See, because he says,
I don't have to listen to you. You're a dog.
I got you.
But you interpreted that as saying it toward you, which does make sense, my bad.
Yeah.
Back to you.
James Cameron, the Titanic director, has expressed interest in buying her life story. As has Catherine Zeta-Jones. Rumor has it she would like to play Susan Boyle in the movie.
Catherine Zeta-Jones?
There's not enough makeup in the world
no.
to get her down to Susan Boyle level.
Doesn't her story need to have more of a happy ending, though, as opposed to Ooh. You went on the show and everyone was amazed and you got the most YouTube hit?
She got
in
a
history.
Makeover, Lisa. That
oh,
is a happy
right.
ending
well,
for
never
Susan
mind
Boyle.
Then.
Is she still a virgin?
She's still a 47-year-old Scottish virgin who works at a church.
Well, yes. That needs to change in the movie version.
Well,
yes,
then, Kevin, get on it.
You
get
know what
on
I mean?
It. You fix it, Kevin.
I'll do it.
Mark Wahlberg says he likes to shave his chest. All right, buddy.
Yes, whatever. My friends who do that, definitely.
Whatever makes you happy. He likes to keep it baby smooth, he says, and he uses his girlfriend's razor to do it. Wow.
What?
Wow. You still shaving your legs, Kevin?
That's oversharing.
Still shaving your legs?
I'm nicely groomed, I like to think.
Kevin trims the hair on his legs.
Well, I don't want to be a hairy beast.
But still, you're a dude.
I know, but I don't want to be a hairy beast.
Dude, I'm supposedly
odd.
The flimsy one on the show.
Odd,
that's
though.
Gay. That's wow.
It's odd.
How hairy are your legs if you don't trim
yeah, what
them?
What happens if you don't?
What are you, like a
you're
bear?
Like Wolverine?
I'm Armenian.
By the way, what are you, Michael Phelps? Why would you even need to do that?
Well,
I wonder what's
his... He
does. So he can slip through the air more easily.
He doesn't need that drag,
you,
that drag coefficient.
Thank you, Ralph.
He's got.
See, you know.
He wears shorts all the time, so he needs to get fat. He gets through the parking lot quick when he's late for work. He's got a haul.
Save 14 seconds.
That's right. He's got hair on there burst into flames like a space shuttle upon re-entry.
Let's not turn this to me.
I'm always late. Fascinated by your hair trimming.
I'm just saying.
It's just fascinating. Eva Longoria Parker.
Oh.
Says that when her TV show is over, you know, of course she's a star of Desperate Housewives,
mm-hmm.
that she and husband Tony Parker plan on ditching the United States and moving to France for good.
Yes!
All right.
Woo!
Fine. Who needs you?
Fine with us.
Suck it.
Unless Steve goes to the Lakers.
But he's not coming to the Lakers, is he?
And that's the only circumstance I want to stay in.
Because I've been trained to hate him.
I know.
All right.
I think she means when Tony's basketball career is over there. I don't think he's going to commute from France to San Antonio for the home games.
He might be the only athlete more whipped than Tom Brady. The stuff she has him do.
What about the famous one, the basketball player?
He doesn't play anymore, so he doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Active player. What the hell is his name?
What was the guy's name?
Is it Jeff?
Nope.
Doug Christie.
Doug Christie. That's it.
Doug Kriegel. Yeah.
Doug Kriegel and his wife. So they may be moving to France for good.
That's all right.
And along lines of chick flicks, Sex and the City star Chris Noth has announced he will be back as Mr. Big in the Sex and the City sequel. Not interested.
It just wouldn't be a movie without him.
No, it would not. The second movie, Sex in the City 2, In the Stables, it's called.
With, no, it's not.
Sarah Jessica Parker moving into a new home.
No.
And Chris Noth
made that
saddling
up.
Her up and taking her. Apparently, she pulls a cab around Central Park in this film.
No. That's what
she
does.
She's got a new career in this movie.
I'm pretty sure that's
pulling tourists around, showing them the sights, which I think is nice. And in more movie news, Oliver Stone is in talks to do a sequel to his 1987 hit Wall Street. I guess it is the current economic climate would be, a good target for a second film about the greed of Wall Street. Michael Douglas will be back as Gordon Gekko.
That guy. What would he need him for?
Oh, don't come at Michael like that. He, of course, won an Oscar for his role in Wall Street. And Variety says that Shia LaBeouf is in talks to play his young, impressionable mentor, the role that Charlie Sheen played in the original.
That would be good.
I like him.
Would be interesting. Heidi Montag, newlywed, girl who likes to stay positive. We found that out yesterday. She's all about the positivity.
Sure. Wouldn't you be too if you were Spencer?
How does she listen to him?
I don't know.
For 5 minutes.
Keep my name in the press. Go ahead. Keep saying it, kid. Keep saying my name.
But she has to stay on the phone and listen to him say that garbage and then say she wants to stay positive.
Yeah. I don't know.
She's married to him.
Isn't that illegal? You do his voice, that's illegal, right? I think it was my mom once said that she heard him on the radio, but it wasn't him, it was you. Is that illegal?
She's got a pose for Playboy.
Really?
She would look good.
Apparently she's in negotiations to pose for Playboy magazine. Her husband, Spencer, of course, is encouraging her to do it because it means more money and more attention.
More fame.
Rumor has it it's $500,000 is the deal. $500,000. However, they have certain conditions. She will appear in Playboy, appear on the cover, however, will not have to appear nude inside the magazine.
She's going to do one of those BS celebrity
poses where it's just risque pictures where she's fully covered, holding up, sheets over her or whatever. But no nipple and no vajayjay.
They do that sometimes, for celebrities. But
no, they do.
They'll give them big money just to put her on the cover and say, we've got photos of Heidi inside.
That would work.
They don't have photos of Heidi inside. That's the problem. Photos of Heidi outside.
They usually don't advertise the fact that they're not completely naked, though, Lisa.
They do not.
Try to skim over that.
So Heidi's doing all the work, essentially.
Pretty much.
She's
doing all the singing and dancing. She's the trained monkey. Spencer is the organ grinder.
Yeah, clearly.
That's how it works.
All right.
Speaking of grinding organs, Lisa May.
Yeah.
Thank you. Today's celebrity birthdays, Andre Agassi is 39 years old today. Andre Agassi?
What?
He's the Armenian?
Yes, yeah.
I did not know that.
One of the most famous Armenians.
All right, easy.
Easy.
Easy, Serge Tankian. Sorry, I didn't know his Slavic background.
During World War I, many Armenians were Slavic. During the Turks, they killed more than 1 million Armenians.
Master P is 39 years old today. Uma Thurman is 39 as well. Carney Wilson of the band Wilson Phillips. She's probably best known, though, for her failed gastric bypass attempts. She is 41 years old. Eve Plum, who played Jan Brady of the Brady Bunch, is 51, as is Michelle Pfeiffer. The Fife. Legendary movie star. Just a smoking hot, beautiful young lady who's married to one of the greatest minds in television, David E. Kelly.
Yes, he is.
She is 51 years old today. Daniel Day-Lewis turns 52. And comedian Jerry Seinfeld celebrates his 55th birthday today. What's up with birthday cake? Why don't they make birthday pie? I like pie. He's 55. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All right. We have had many conversations off the air about topics that we didn't think we'd get any phone calls on.
Faked your own death was one.
Faked your own death. We had a long conversation. Really? Somebody that faked their own death?
I never thought we'd get one.
Got him.
Could have done an hour's worth on that.
Got
him. That's insane.
Our listeners have all pretty much faked their own death.
Yep.
So that one was really a shocker. This one, it's just so hard to believe that anyone is this clueless about their own body. Maybe it's not clueless. Maybe it's just they want to deny it. No, maybe it's just that they're
right.
afraid of it, or they
it
want to deny it or whatever. But
then they have to do something about it.
Really fat.
There was a documentary on TV. I think it was the TLC network. And it was, you didn't know you were pregnant. And here are some of the people that were on that show.
I was thinking that I had some, you know, I had cancer. I had this, you know, huge tumor. I had something that was so awful that it was causing so much physical pain that it was going to kill me.
I really have no clue why the pregnancy test did come back negative.
I didn't know what was going on. I just started screaming.
I was thinking, oh my God, is this baby even going to be born alive?
I felt something down there, and I thought the worst.
And the nurse said, well, it's either a tumor or it's a baby.
If I had known I was pregnant, I wouldn't have ever drank, and I wouldn't have smoked cigarettes.
Then they said, you're having a second baby. It's a twin. It's a girl. This cannot be happening.
Oh, it's happening.
It's happening, baby.
How did I not know that this was going on in my body?
Good question, you dumb, dumb whore.
How did you not know?
If you're having sex, and I'm assuming if you're not on the pill.
Right.
And you're not using condoms. You got to be aware this
is
going to happen.
And when your stomach starts swelling up, why are you thinking tumor?
Yeah, that's weird.
You have to be aware of the possibility. Even if you are using condoms,
and
things go wrong.
Even if the test comes back with the minus sign, not pregnant, if you keep growing
right.
and then you get contractions.
Maybe go to the doctor
some point
and ask
think,
them.
Oh, maybe that little store-bought drugstore test was BS and I should get a second opinion.
Don't they always say that you should check with a doctor after you
see a medical professional?
Yeah, and you know, some people do the test too early. And if you do it like within a day or so, you're going to get a negative result, which
and
right,
some people
you could be pregnant.
Poop on the test. They don't even know how it works. They don't understand how you're supposed to take the test.
I'm pretty sure that
doesn't
happen.
They fail the test because they use the wrong bodily function.
Would it surprise you to know
the phones are exploding?
No.
That we already have people
you know
on
what?
Hold.
This one doesn't surprise
it
me.
It doesn't?
No.
You didn't know you were pregnant.
I think our audience is filled with dumb people. I think that has been proven time and time again on this show.
This is the kind of thing that would happen to me.
No, yes, I exactly. If you were a woman, you absolutely would not know you were pregnant.
Too many.
Too many legs coming out of my vagina. That's what you would say.
Isn't really the number zero, though, of legs that should be coming
That's
out?
That's why you'd be surprised. You saw two. Yeah, if it was a breech baby.
All right, let's go to Dawn in San Fernando. Good morning, Dawn.
Hello.
Hi, Dawn.
You didn't know you were pregnant.
I did not know I was pregnant. I was 15 at the time.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. That's not quite as funny.
No, well, it is what it is.
Okay.
And 6 months. I found out when I was 6 months pregnant.
Six months.
Now, were you using any kind of protection?
No, we didn't.
And it just never occurred to you that anything could happen?
No, it didn't occur to me that, they're pregnant.
Don't you have to, though, along that 6 months, don't you have to ignore a lot of signs that your body's given you?
Not really, because I was irregular anyway.
Yeah.
But don't your breasts get sore and...
Hold a timeout, Let's not jump ahead here. Dawn, you're 15 years old. Don't you recognize that sex can lead to pregnancy at 15? Don't you get that?
Kind of. Idiot.
Kind of? Are you an idiot?
No, but
when you're 15.
Well, then,
how do you not, 15, you got to equate the possibility. You know how babies are made, right?
Yes, they know that, but they are, like, unconscious at that age.
I wasn't really aware.
Lisa, you're not that unconscious. We're not talking about 11 or 12-year-old. 15-year-old, you know how babies are made.
That happened to other people. It didn't happen to me.
Well, that's where you're wrong, first of all. And second of all, so 6 months into it, how did you find out?
I went to the doctor for migraines because my migraines had kicked up.
Okay.
And he looked at me and he says, okay, well, we're going to do a test. And he did a pregnancy test and he came back and he says, you're pregnant.
All right, wait a minute. What made him think pregnancy? If you, of all you said,
pregnant.
Well, let's see, you gained 50 pounds since I saw you last. Maybe we should...
Okay, so my question is, didn't that occur to you as well if you're gaining weight? Whatever signs he saw, didn't...
I wasn't gaining weight. That was the thing.
What?
I had lost.
At 6 months, you weren't showing?
Not at all.
What made him check
Did
to
you
see
have
if you're
a
pregnant?
Gerbil?
No, he was 5 pounds. He was a small baby. But
right?
He he said, I'm going to do a pregnancy test.
Okay, at that point, did you say why?
No, he had me lay down, and he was feeling my stomach, and he says, okay, hold on.
Hey, there's a baby in there.
Hey, how about that? Well, what about this baby here?
They do that for migraines.
My son is now 15.
Right.
I think
when you're 15, you could be in a serious case of denial.
Absolutely.
I mean, really just not want that to be true, and that happens.
That
you're an idiot, it happens.
No, I think it happens if you're...
Ralph, I don't think you really get what that age can be like. I don't.
What, I've never been 15?
It's not.
I had a pregnancy scare at 15 with my girlfriend, and she missed one period, and immediately we went into action to find out what was going on so we wouldn't know what was happening.
Well, then you were a more mature, aware person.
6 months, Don.
Not everyone's like that.
I hope they took the child away.
No, they
don't. Oh, Don, you should not be raising children.
I have the most amazing 15-year-old.
Oh, sweet Jesus. She's not a girl, is she?
No, God, no.
Oh, thank God. We're going to nip this in the bud.
All right, Don, you're the best.
And by best, we mean not the best.
Not necessarily the direct best. All right, let's make sure that Stephanie can hold on. Stephanie? Are you there?
Yes.
All right. We need to take a break. Would you mind holding on through a quick stop set?
Sure.
Okay. Didn't know I was pregnant until 6 months.
Another six months.
That seems to be the magic time.
All right. You hold on. 1-800-520-1067. You didn't know you were pregnant. Plenty of calls from people who didn't know they were pregnant.
We have way more than we hoped for.
And fellas, stop calling. We're not buying it. You guys who are calling. That's just ridiculous.
What are they calling to say?
I'm kidding. Oh. See, men can't get pregnant. Too many sexes.
All right, let's go to Stephanie. That's who we talked to at the end of the break last time. Stephanie in Garden Grove, hi.
Bethany.
Yes. Excellent. All right, Bethany. Didn't know you were pregnant until 6 months.
Just about 6 months.
No signs.
You know what? Actually, the signs were there, but I was on the birth control shot, so I never, ever thought it would happen.
Oh, I see.
Really?
So you thought you were covered. What did they say about those birth control shots? They're like... 98%.
So is a condom, dude.
Right, I know. But...
You know, there is no such thing as perfect contraception.
Yeah.
Right.
So you can't ignore it for 6 months.
Yeah, that's the thing. 3 months, 4 months.
You're saying, maybe this shot isn't as effective as I was led to believe.
But I had gone to the doctors and because I was having problems with my stomach and they were running tests on me, but they never decided to take a pregnancy test until way late.
That's bad doctoring, too.
You are a bad person with a bad doctor. That's a bad combination.
Yes, I agree.
6 months pregnant.
Didn't you start to show, 3 or 4 months in?
Well, with the birth control shot, you start to gain weight. So I contributed the weight gain to that.
Sure.
You know, we have someone in our office who's a pretty tiny person. Who came in yesterday, remember? And is 6 months pregnant.
And I was like, what? You're not 6 months pregnant.
Yeah,
she's not showing very much.
No, but she is showing a little bit, enough to know, because it's a different kind of weight gain. You know, it's up higher and...
Looks like you got a basketball in your shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
How hard was it for you to accept the fact that you were 6 months pregnant? Mentally, that's got to be really troubling.
Really hard. And I had already broken up with the father. He had already moved on, had a new girlfriend. So to tell him and then to tell his girlfriend and his family, it was all...
Oh, you are my worst nightmare come true, Bethany. I still wake up in cold sweats thinking about situations like you.
Hey, remember when we used to go out 6 months ago? That seems bad.
Yeah,
all right. All right, Bethany, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Oh, Bethany.
Wow, this is crazy. Okay, didn't have any symptoms for 5 months. Heather and Reseda.
Hi.
Heather, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I didn't have any symptoms. I was pregnant for 5 months before I finally got a positive home test.
Were you still having a period for 5 months?
No.
Okay, but
I think it's ectopic or whatever it's called, where you don't bleed for how you don't... I mean, you bleed normally.
Oh, you were having periods.
Oh, you were. Oh, I see. Because that to us seems like, you know...
Well, that sure is more understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have... any symptoms at all. No physical.
Wow. An ectopic pregnancy, isn't that where the egg implants in the fallopian tube?
I'm not 100% sure.
I think that's right, Ralph. You had a baby. You should talk to a doctor about it. Really, you should get the full skinny. What happened with
your
body?
Not sure how that happened, what went on.
Do a little research.
How long ago was this, Heather?
Google that.
It was this month. How long ago was it?
It was in...
Don't know when you had your baby.
Oh, it was last year.
Last year?
Oh, okay. It was
last
summer.
Oh, was it last year?
Okay. Or 2 years ago, whatever.
It was a while ago.
I think I love you, Heather. Thank you for calling.
Can't imagine why Heather would be disconnected with what's going on with her body. She seems so with it.
Let's go to Michelle in Los Angeles.
Let's go to Michelle.
Michelle didn't know for 6 months.
Mm.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle. Michelle.
Hi.
You didn't know for 6 months.
Six and a half, actually.
6.5 months. And all the same questions that we asked everybody else. No signs.
Didn't pay any attention to...
No, I was on the depot shot, so okay. I had no period. And I was late for one, but they test you before you take the next one, and I came up negative. So they gave me my next depot shot. Well, I have, like, slight spots here and there, but that's just a depot shot. You either have no period or a light one, right. You know, every couple months. Well, I get sick the day before April Fool's at the racetrack, you know, betting on the ponies.
Right.
And my mom thinks it's appendicitis because I'm burning up with fever, I'm shaking. She takes me to emergency at General Hospital. They make me pee in a cup. They come back, and my mom looked like she would kill me. If lips could kill, I'd be like, she was...
Yeah. So this was April Fool's when you found out you were pregnant?
I found out on April Fool's. I thought it was like a joke. I mean...
Yeah, those doctors at General Hospital, they're always pulling that stuff.
They're so wacky.
No, no, no. Told me I was pregnant. It was the fact that I only weighed 130 pounds. So they send me over to Women and Children, a whole different hospital. They do an ultrasound. They're all, you're 6.5 months pregnant, sweetie.
Six and a half months? Mentally, that's got to just shock you.
You know, this
that's
is not...
I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
This is not a great ad for that depot shot. Yeah, I got to be honest. This is the second person now.
Well, nothing's 100%.
I know, but come on.
Yeah. All right. You rule, Michelle. Thank you for calling.
Well, if you're not, you know, Trampy Von Leggen spread, maybe you wouldn't have that problem either. All right?
Let's go
to
Inga.
15-year-old, and you're worried about getting your girlfriend pregnant. Well, don't come down on these girls.
Inga La Puente.
Wow, Lisa. Just a little rated bit. It's okay.
Take it easy.
Just having a little fun.
Hi, Inga.
Hi.
Wait a minute.
Hi, good morning.
Hang on. Inga, 1 second. Did this happen to you, Lisa?
Yeah, maybe we hit too close to home.
I'm just asking what was just going on there.
I just mean, why are we
right? But I'm saying, did this happen?
I was, you know, I'm busy in my teens. That's all I'm saying.
So this happened to you?
No.
All right.
I'm not saying that.
Sorry,
Inga. Oh, come on. I was pregnant and didn't know it?
I'm saying that sounds like perhaps you're a little touchy.
I did.
All right. Inga, hi.
Hi, good morning. I was pregnant, went into the doctor because I thought I was depressed. And actually, I had already gone through 4 pregnancies, so I should have known I was pregnant, but no symptoms whatsoever. So I go in, try to get antidepressants because I think, you know, I'm going crazy or something. And she does a routine pregnancy test, and I end up being pregnant. Go find out I'm 15 weeks pregnant. So. Oh.
Mm. And then you were really depressed.
And then I was really depressed. Yeah. Of course, you know, fifth child here.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
You know,
you've been through it, and you still...
And I still, well, no symptoms.
It was completely different.
Really,
isn't it something that they also have ways of preventing that?
Yeah.
You had 4 kids, Octomom. What are you doing here?
No.
At some point, don't you go, that's
enough.
Don't you
try really hard not to let that happen again?
Well, you'd be surprised.
All right.
No, I wouldn't.
All right.
Condoms and pills and shots. I'd be taking everything if I had 4 kids.
We can't be going all day, but we could. There's
easily.
Enough phone
Seriously.
Calls.
Seriously. Yeah.
Let's go to 7 months and didn't know it. Maribel?
Yes, Maribel.
7 months.
7 months.
Pregnant.
And how did you find out, though?
I went in to go get my tubes tied.
Oh, too late.
Oh, no.
7 months too late.
7 months. They told me that I was 7 months pregnant, that I wasn't able to go get my tubes tied.
7 months.
No symptoms.
No symptoms. I went in. I took the blood test. I took the urine sample. They told me I wasn't pregnant.
Now, Maribel, are you a big old girl?
No, I'm not.
Liar. With 7 months, you're showing it 7 months.
No, no. I was working out. I was on a diet. I was...
I don't care. The baby still grows in your stomach. I don't know how many crunches you're doing.
No, it's not that you're fat. It's that wouldn't you notice it?
I mean, your middle definitely gets
especially if you're
thicker.
In shape and you're thin. You would notice it more.
No, I was on the patch. I didn't notice it.
7 months. So they say to you, you're going to have a baby in 2 months.
I'm going to have a baby in 2 months.
Wow.
I was crying. Because I was done.
Yeah, well, apparently you weren't. Thanks for
the call,
honestly. Maribel.
Thank you.
Wow. All right, let's go to 8 months.
Wait, I think we should just go to line number 8. Call today.
What?
She beats everyone.
She beats everyone.
Trish?
Yeah, I'm here.
You?
No, Trish.
And I'm so embarrassed. But, all right. I had just had a baby. My husband and I did it like 2 weeks later. You're supposed to wait, but we didn't.
Right.
And, you know, when you breastfeed, you don't get your period. Uh-huh. And I was still, you know, kind of chubby. So come 9 months later, I started getting these back pains.
All right, just a second. So you said come 9 months later, which means that you were pregnant for 9 months without knowing it.
Yeah, nine
wow.
months.
Now, pregnancies last how long?
9 months.
9 months. Yeah. How about that?
Okay. So you carried a baby full term and had no idea.
That's right.
You are so fat.
You know what? No, thank you. No, because when you breastfeed, you don't have a period.
Okay, right. we got that. But so, how about all the other things that happen?
No, I didn't feel anything. I had, I still had the baby fat on me, and I didn't think of anything. I tried to lose it. It was nothing.
She was probably complaining to her husband. I'm trying so hard to lose this baby weight, and I can't figure out what's going on.
My stomach keeps getting larger.
It was incredible. I'm telling you. So I was getting this horrible back pain, and then at one time I had tripped, and I thought I peed my pants. And the pain was just excruciating. So I told my husband, you need to take me to the hospital. Something's going on. So when they gave me a pelvic exam, they said, you're 8 centimeters.
Dilated.
So you were in labor. God.
So what you thought was peeing your pants was actually your water had broken.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
So you found out you were pregnant how many hours before delivering?
Maybe two.
Two hours.
Yeah.
You're going to have a baby in 2 hours.
Yeah. No, well, actually, I was back pain for about maybe 24 hours.
Yeah, but you didn't know what the cause was until about 2 hours before.
I just thought it was really bad back pain. I had slept wrong. I had stood up wrong.
For 9 months that happened.
For 9 months.
You're the best ever.
You are the queen of the world. I love you.
You could be carrying twins right now. You don't even know.
No.
All right, Trish.
I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're really cognizant. You're very self-aware. We love you.
This is for you.
Stupid people have stupid children. If you're stupid, please don't have sex. If you insist on having sex, then please have sex with animals.
Oh, wait a minute.
We just talked to a woman who was 9 months pregnant.
Yes, we did. I had no clue.
And was having labor pains when she found out.
Back pains.
That's awesome. Time for the best of Craigslist. I don't know if you use Craigslist, but it's huge. There's ads for selling cars and selling furniture, and there's a bunch of one ads, men looking for women, women looking for men. But there's a section called Rants and Raves that is spectacular. And there's also a section called Best Of, where they kind of collate all these, and you can go there.
Okay.
So my fiancé and I are getting married in June. He has 8 groomsmen lined up, and I only have 1 bridesmaid. So I need some girls who are attractive and around my age to stand up in my wedding. This person doesn't care if they're friends. She just needs to fill out the numbers.
He couldn't just cut back?
To 1?
Yeah. Maybe 2?
You can be single or taken. It doesn't matter. You just have to be hot. But not hotter than me. Email me for more information. The wedding will be in Madison, Wisconsin. You don't have to pay for a thing, et cetera, et cetera.
She'll fly you to Madison, Wisconsin to be in her wedding.
Because she needs hot chicks, but not hotter than her. If you're too hot, don't apply.
Okay.
Here's a public letter from Los Angeles to Lindsay Lohan and Samantha Ronson. Unfortunately, this may have come a little bit too late. Can Lindsay Lohan and Samantha Ronson please make a sex tape before they break up? One Night in Paris, Pam and Tommy, Kim Kardashian, Screech, Mini-Me. We've seen all kinds of celebrity sex tapes. But aside from some non-shocking old porn footage of Dita Von Teese, we have yet to see any celebrity lesbian ones.
That's really true. Yeah.
Our lonely eyes turn to you, Lindsay Lohan and Samantha Ronson. Apparently, he says these two have a hot minute left before Lohan returns to men from which she came. And it's not, apparently we already missed the window.
Yeah, I think we did.
Super seriously, guys, the only way for Lindsay to ultimately prove her lesbian love for Samantha is to provide the internet with a series of images so powerful and indelible no one could ever question her sexuality again. Samantha should think of this video as a prenuptial agreement of sorts, but...
Well, it was a nice idea.
Unfortunately, it was too late.
Well, it lasted, yeah.
Guys who should just move on because they missed the opportunity. Just admit that it wasn't the right time and place, whatever, move on. This one is the streaker tripper, man for woman. So it's a dude looking for a chick that he ran into on the street.
Okay.
And
all right.
I was streaking through the quad Friday night at 2:15. This is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Coming around the corner of State and Liberty, fast as a naked blur, I bumped into you and we both fell to the ground. I was a little upset with you at first because I scratched my right buck cheek pretty bad, but I knew it was my fault. You said, nice New Balances. All I could say was, thanks. In less awkward circumstances, I would like to have talked to you. I had never run into a girl that fast or naked before. I didn't know how to respond, so I helped you up and quickly kept running. Since my friends paid me $100 for making it to Carytown with just my sock shoes and a big smile, I'd like to take you on a date. You look pretty fit. Maybe you'd like to go for a run sometime. Hit me up.
Good luck.
Maybe if you run into her when you're streaking, might want to just let that one go.
Well, but now he's trying to fix it. I appreciate his spirit.
Here's another one that is the king of the maybe you should just let this one go.
Okay.
This dude, I wish I could use the language that he uses. You know the crude word for number two?
Okay.
Super crude word.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you, but I had to do that really badly.
That's charming. That's how he starts this.
Have you ever just been minding your own business when all of a sudden you realize that you have to do that really bad?
The fear?
Well, that's what happened to me this morning. It was around 8 a.m. Thursday. I was sitting on the Metro North. This is in New York City. And got that horrible feeling.
The fear.
The fear.
I wasn't even sure I'd make it to Grand Central. Unfortunately, doing that on a train, out of the question. Have you ever seen Metro North bathroom? My only choice was to sit there and pretend nothing was the matter.
Oh, dear God.
After what felt like an eternity, I finally arrived at Grand Central. I made my way to the front of the train so I wouldn't have to deal with all the people on the platform when I finally got off of it. It was at this time I realized that doing that in Grand Central was also out of the question. I think there's probably about a 75% chance you'll get hepatitis if you try to do that at Grand Central. My only choice was to try to make it to my Chelsea office, where we actually have sanitary bathrooms. Now it's probably 8:10. I'm running down the stairs into the subway. I notice the downtown 456 platform is exceptionally crowded. The conductor on train 5 says that train 5 is out of service and all the passengers must leave the plane. It was Murphy's Law in action. I walked across the platform to get on the downstairs 6 train, and that's when I saw you standing next to me. You were probably about average height for a girl, brown hair, black or dark blue jacket, green skirt, brown boots, and a great smile. On any other day, I would have swept you off your feet. If you were to ask any of my girlfriends in the last few years, they would tell you that I came up to them on the street, in a bookstore, in a subway, said hi before proceeding to charm the smile out of them. But today was just not my day. There was no way I could have confidently talked to you while at the same time pretending nothing was wrong with me. When I finally reached my office, I ran up 4 flights of stairs because I couldn't wait for the elevator.
The fear.
The fear.
And made a beeline to the bathroom, unzipping my pants as I opened the door.
Oh.
So he goes on to explain in great detail what happened and that he would like to get her information because he thought she was really cute and they could really make things work.
I don't think this is going to work.
Right?
No, I don't think this is going
to
work.
She could be the hottest woman in the world. That one you need to give up on.
Yeah.
Because there's too much explanation that needs to go into what happened and why you weren't charming. And
I'm sure the people in your office really appreciate that you waited until you got there, by the way.
Before destroying it?
Yes.
That's what happens here on a daily basis.
I know. It's not.
Hey! Poorly
really?
Done. I'm going to say poorly done.
That was not the cleanest one we've ever done, that's for sure. Because Mike held it for like
seven
beats.
We've got to get some kind of signals going or something.
Well, usually it's a hey. Mike went, hey!
I thought
it was a scream of agony than it was a hey.
Drumming at the end, it got me all riled up. Sorry, dude.
He makes everything longer. You know that, right?
That's true. Yeah, I do.
Except his penis.
8:52, Kevin and Bean Show. Earlier this hour, we talked to a girl who was in labor and didn't know she was pregnant.
Yeah.
I can't get over that.
You're never going to get past that.
Nope. I am not. All right. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Paris Hilton has finally found a man who will defend her honor. What there is left of it. Apparently, she was in a nightclub this week when an unruly club goer started to grope her.
Oh.
Around 1 a.m., a man dancing came up to Paris and grabbed her chest at the club. Eyewitnesses told RadarOnline.com. Her boyfriend, Doug Reinhardt, immediately pushed the guy away. Then the groper's friend threw a beer bottle at Doug's head. And apparently Doug's friends jumped in and started to beat and kick the groper to the ground. Keep in mind, though, Paris seemed unfazed by the event, say onlookers.
What?
The DJ started playing Paris' song Stars Are Blind during the fight, and she promptly got up on the table and started to dance, say onlookers.
Wow.
Sounds like a sketch.
She's just numb to everything.
She wasn't traumatized at all by it?
Dude. How many pairs of hands do you think she's had on her cans? Really?
Hundreds.
This is de rigueur, as the French say to her.
Which
business
is
as usual.
Even though the guys are crazy.
She's just up there dancing, lifting her skirt over her head.
Yeah,
her boyfriend's getting pummeled down the dance floor.
She's not bothered by it. Look at her. Stop hitting me.
Throwing bows to the dome. Got a bottle of Grey Goose, smacking him over the head with it.
What kind of life are you leading when that doesn't upset you?
It's a melee. It's a melee at H-Wood. That was the name of the club, by the way, they were hanging out in.
H-Wood?
H-Wood, which is a bar in Hollywood. See what they've done there?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
See, if you abbreviate the first part of Hollywood, it becomes H-Wood.
No one will know what you're talking
Spencer,
about.
Spencer, you like that club? Is that a good club, Spence?
You ever want to get in, I'll walk right to the front. They would you? The velvet rope for Spencer.
Spence, haven't you ever wanted to do anything else with your life other than just go to nightclubs?
Oh, shit, keep saying my name. No, I'm perfectly happy. Aren't you? Don't you ever want to do anything more than do your little radio show, Ken and Bean? Huh?
Man, Bob and John? If you missed our phone call with Spence yesterday, yeah. It was pretty magical.
Enjoy your radio show while I'm looking at the ocean.
He slayed us with Ken and Bean. That hurt.
Sure got yeah. you, because he pretended like he didn't know your name.
That's right. That
see
hurt.
What he did?
That was super
mm-hmm.
painful.
Yeah.
Crying last
I wish I thought to ask him if he had... if he dreamed of becoming a reality show host as a child, if that's what he wanted to be when he grew up.
There's so many questions in hindsight that you go, wow.
And you can't get a straight answer out of the guy, no, so there's no point really asking those questions. But at least his wife wants to stay positive.
That's true.
Speaking of Heidi Montag, Heidi Montag Pratt, she is in talks, reportedly, with Playboy magazine to do a pictorial spread Ooh. For that publication.
I think that's
heavy
all right.
Heavy on the pictorial, light on the spread, apparently. Because rumor has it they will give her $500,000 to appear in the magazine. However, she will be under no obligation to appear in the nude.
Well, that's just cheating.
It is.
That's a lot of money to be cheating.
It's a bad precedent Playboy has set by paying celebrity money to appear not in the nude.
Not even boobs.
No, apparently she will be in risque photographs, but she will be completely covered. The important regions.
Hmm. Face?
Oh, dude, lame.
Lame indeed.
Face covered?
The face will not be covered.
Okay, let's check it.
Speaking of pretty women, Oksana Grigorieva
yeah.
made her public debut last night.
Yeah, that's hot.
She was hanging out with her Australian actor boyfriend, Mel Gibson. They were walking the red carpet last night at X-Men Origins Wolverine at the world premiere last night at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. I had a chance to see the lovely couple from afar, and she is a very attractive young Russian lady.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
For those of you who have your Oksana scorecards out, this is the one who claims she is pregnant with Mel's baby, and it was that information that spurred Mel's wife, Robin, to file for divorce after 28 years.
I sort of have a boner.
This is not to be confused with the other two Oksanas who are...
Bayul?
How many Oksanas does
Oksana Bayul's not even
know,
in
I'm
the mix.
Confused.
She's not even one of the three?
Not even one of the mix. It's Oksana Pochepa and another Oksana.
Does he just go through the phone book?
I don't know. He must have been one of those Russian mail order bride websites or something. He must have gone through.
It's weird.
Jamie Foxx was on American Idol last night. Rat Pack night. Singing songs by the classics. Sinatra, Dean Martin, that crowd.
Mm-hmm. Because?
Because,
Kevin,
everyone knows those songs are sure but popular.
But he was involved
Jamie
in
Jamie Foxx, how's he
in
connected?
In what way was he connected?
He once heard a recording of Frank Sinatra
Me too.
A song.
Me too. That means I could have been on.
I think he's also got a movie in theaters that happens to be a 20th Century Fox release, if I'm not mistaken.
When he showed up on set yesterday, did he have like dressed like a bum with a violin with only
did.
Two strings?
I understand so good sometimes. How does show work? That's what he said. Speaking of Jamie Foxx not getting along with his co-star Gerard Butler on the set of their new movie, Law Abiding Citizen.
Really?
Star Magazine reports the two are at each other's throats.
Wow.
People on the set say Jamie doesn't like all the attention Gerard gets from the ladies. He's used to being the sexy one on the set.
Mm. You kind of hear that on a bunch of different sets, and you start going, maybe that's...
Really? You've heard this
I've
before?
I've heard that before when it was Miami Vice. He was having trouble getting along with people.
Yeah, he didn't like Colin Farrell getting all the attention from the ladies. Apparently Gerard doesn't like the fact that Jamie keeps getting time off to jet to Vegas to go to the party every weekend and to perform in nightclubs and stuff like that. He thinks he's not taking the movie seriously. So these two not getting along at all. Which hurts, man.
Does hurt.
Because I want those guys to be best friends. I want them to be the new Crockett and Tubbs.
Just they could finish the movie.
That'd be good, too.
That's it.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday show.
Okay. I was in labor.
Yeah.
And the doctor
two
said,
hours later, we got that.
You're delivering a baby
from
two
a doctor
hours.
Saying you're pregnant to here's your baby was a span of 2 hours.
2 hours.
Tennis star Andre Agassi
is
39 years old today. Rapper Master P is 39. Let's see if Mike has something for everybody. Let's see what he's got.
Actress Uma Thurman is 39. Carney Wilson of Wilson Phillips is 41. Eve Plum, who played Jan Brady on the Brady Bunch, is 51. Michelle Pfeiffer turns 51 years old today. Daniel Day-Lewis, very talented actor.
Daniel
Day-Lewis is probably best known recently for his Oscar-winning turn in There Will Be Blood.
I drink your milkshake.
Nice.
He said that famous line.
That was actually from the movie.
That was. Yeah, that was his stand-in. Mm-hmm. That was Daniel Day-Bingenheimer.
We need to talk to him tomorrow.
And comedian Jerry Seinfeld celebrates the double nickel.
Shalom.
As we used to call it on the old 95 freeway.
55.
The old double nickel.
Ah, double nickel.
The old double nickel.
Sure.
You know, I can't drive 55.
I hear
that.
Yeah,
it's true.
I hear that.
I feel kind of bad going out on that one.
You should.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Put that in the file.
I take that one back. That's one I would take back. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show, Bisbee.
This could very well be the last day you listen to K-Rock. Swine flu. You're going to die.
Oh.
We're all going to die.
Oh, man.
Swine flu.
That's such a bummer.
It's quite an outbreak, and very, very worried about everything that's happening
Absolutely.
In Mexico and all the cases here. It seems like every other person in Los Angeles has it.
Pretty much.
So things are bad all over, people.
Now we have the very latest on the swine flu outbreak. That disease may have spread to Los Angeles County.
Given the traffic back and forth between here and Mexico, it would be very surprising if we didn't have any cases.
Two hospital deaths, but in the entire nation, still only 69 deaths turn into an epidemic or pandemic.
Two possible swine flu deaths.
Death has been attributed to swine flu.
Death related to swine flu.
There was a mutation that allowed it to go from pigs to humans.
The health department tells us that typically in March and April, cases of flu drop, but that doesn't appear to be the case here.
It says it killed people in Mexico and it's in L.A. and it's coming this way.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm real scared.
I expect that we will see deaths in this country.
That's right. It's coming this way. It's coming this way, people. Let's check in with our favorite reporter, Channel 4's Doug Kriegel.
Good afternoon, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good. How are you, Doug?
I'm good. I'm doing very well.
Where are you? Yeah. It sounds like there's a lot of people there.
I am here in Mexico City.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's...
In search of the swine flu.
That's ground zero. You shouldn't
be... Or as they call it down here, fluo de puerco.
So, how long have you been in Mexico City?
I've been here for a week now. NBC4 has sent me down here in search of the swine flu.
What do you mean in search of it? How do you find it? You find patients?
They sent me down, asked me to kiss a lot of people and breathe in heavily.
You don't have one of those little masks that they're wearing?
Oh, no. They want me to get it.
They want you to get swine flu?
They want me to get it so I can give you a first-hand report of what it's like to have swine flu.
But people in Mexico are dying from the swine flu.
That's what they tell me.
Not very many. Not
well,
very
no,
many.
No, but, I mean, do you really want to go around kissing people?
I need the work.
How many people have you kissed so far today?
Including the men?
Yes.
17.
17. All right. Is that enough to get swine flu? Are you feeling like you got a
I am hoping to get it by Cinco de Mayo, or as they say down here, Oinko de Mayo.
I don't think that's what they say at all.
They do now with the swine flu. Of course, the big story down here in Mexico City is several Mexicans are upset that the Jews aren't going to call it swine flu.
I didn't...
What?
I didn't hear what?
A lot of the Mexicans down here are upset that Israeli Jews don't want to call it the swine flu anymore.
Oh, they heard that story.
Oh, right.
They want to call it the Mexican flu.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems dumb.
So the Mexicans now are calling it the Jew flu. And it just seems like this is a never-ending cycle.
Do you feel a little flushed? Do you feel achy? Are you tired at all?
I do feel achy.
You do feel achy.
Especially in my rectum.
I think that's something different.
I don't know if it's swine flu or whether it's just the burritos. But I do have a burning and a swelling in that region.
I'm thinking that's the food there. That's not the swine flu.
Yeah, I just go from walking the streets to the bathroom. Cuarto de la baña, as they say in Mexico. Okay.
Well, good luck to you, Doug.
Yeah.
Try to stay healthy. I don't think it's the best idea to get the swine flu.
But that way I'll be able to give you a first-hand account of what it's like to have the swine flu.
It feels crappy.
Or as they call it down here, bad coldo de pigo.
I don't think that's what they call it down there, Doug.
I don't speak much Spanish.
Time for a few emails. not sure this guy has the right person when he writes to me. Hey, Kevin, I'm in the middle of writing an awesome essay on implementing curriculum changes to cater for all needs in primary and middle school classrooms. Any suggestions?
Yes.
Kind regards, Frank.
Finally, someone is tapping into Kevin's unused wealth of knowledge of elementary education.
I'm thinking that's not for me, and I'm just going to pass that along to anyone else because I don't really have a lot of
get pencils are good for write.
That's what Kevin suggests for schools.
I'm getting a lot of these. Philip writes, Winnie roast? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark?
Yeah.
Winnie roast?
When is the damn Winnie roast?
The Winnie roast.
He spells it W-I-N, yeah.
It's we celebrate Winnie the Pooh and everyone gets together and we have a big convention?
It is actually Winnie roast, yes. This subject line is WTF. Is there not going to be a Winnie roast this year, Rachel?
Wow. Everyone.
It's still April, for God's sakes.
Here's the thing about us. We don't sneak these things in generally. Maybe that's why people are panicking, because we haven't started hyping yet. But we usually, generally, we say it a few times.
Yeah.
Last year, we didn't bring up. We didn't bring it up at all.
It's still...
Only like 8 people showed up, because no one knew.
It's going to happen. You'll know that, and we'll say it
we'll
more than one time, I promise. What's up, Kevin, Lisa, and the gang? Oh, and special shout-out to Ralph, who never gets any love.
Thank you. Finally, someone recognizes how abused I am.
I'm sure you guys have a Heidi and Spencer divorce pool going around the studio, but after yesterday's interview, I think it's time to start the Spencer Pratt suicide pool. I figure once he gets too old for MTV and gets canned, he'll realize he has zero appeal and do the entertainment world a huge favor. Like, duh, Tim from Norwalk.
Dude, we don't want that. I want him to live a long and healthy life as a has-been.
On the streets?
I want him to just hit 30 and then just spiral out of control. He's like 80. He's just a broken shell of a man. We can all go buy his house and point.
Hey, like were you on that? No, that wasn't you.
Aren't
people
you that
say
loser?
That to
look at your flesh-colored beard. It's all gray now. Look how sad and lonely you are.
And finally, dear Kevin Abini, you need to put the clips of the edited Snakes on a Plane and the Big Lebowski on the Download Rodeo. Hilarious. I want it for my ringtone. I'm not sure we can put it there because it's copyrighted, but we can stream it for you. We'll put it up on the website.
You can find it on YouTube.
Yes. We have 4 of them. I'd like to play 3 highlights for you. Ralph, you want to set up the Big Lebowski?
Big Lebowski. This is John Goodman, who thinks he has found the car of a guy who has screwed him over. He's demolishing it with a crowbar. And he screams, in the actual movie, he screams, "See, this is what happens when you F strangers in the A."
And then they had to change it so they could put it on broadcast TV.
Right.
And this is what they changed it to.
"This is what happens, Larry. You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps?
A stranger in the Alps, you get your car demolished because we don't want to be found in the Alps."
It's terrible.
Scarface, a movie that uses the F word 3,000 times.
Yeah.
Played on network TV. How'd
Brilliant
they do it?
Idea.
Yeah, Miami. Miami. He's talking about taking over Miami and the drug cartel in that city. And he says, "Miami is a big P word just waiting to be effed." And on broadcast television, we got this version.
"This sound like a great big chicken just waiting to be plucked."
Yeah.
Well, that's almost exactly the
it's
same.
It's a great big chicken,
waiting to be plucked.
He tried to say it all tough.
Pluck you. Pluck you, man.
And finally, the new one that we had this morning from The Usual Suspects.
Yeah. The guys, the Usual Suspects are all lined up. They are doing a, what do they call that when they do, like an ID behind one of those two-way glasses?
A lineup.
And so they give them this quote to say, because one of the witnesses has heard the bad guy say, "Give me the keys, you effing sea sucker."
Okay.
And they're supposed to read it from this card so the witness can listen to their voices and see which one is the actual perpetrator. But instead of, "Give me the keys, you effing sea sucker," we get this.
"All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
Hand me the keys, you fairy godmother."
See, you fairy
godmother.
No. Fairy godmother.
No, no, no.
That's not the same.
As you wish.
Oh, wow,
Was that horrible?
A little early.
Just
a smidge.
You know
why did you just do it at the beginning of
you
the song,
are just
for God's
like,
sake?
Almost, I think people might have thought that was actually Green Day.
You're a guy coming from the CFL trying to play in the National Football League, man. It's just sad.
I don't understand any of those references. It's the
letters.
It's the Kevin Abini Cinco de la Tarde, and time for the Ralph Showbiz Bee. What's going on in the world of showbiz, Ralph?
I need my music. There we go.
There's that.
I need my sound effects now.
There's that.
Did we catch you by surprise, Kevin?
We are set.
Okay. I feel so bad, and I was so neglectful that I did not mention yesterday, which was Tuesday, the most important video release of the year.
Oh, what's that?
It is
Hotel for Dogs
from Hustler Video.
Oh.
This Ain't Happy Days XXX.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, you know, they do this now. They take these parodies of these famous old sitcoms, and they make porn movies out of them. And they say, this is not the Brady Bunch, XXX. This is not Bewitched, not the Munsters. And now they have Not Happy Days, XXX. That was released yesterday, and we didn't even talk about it. I'm going to have to take a look tonight. They sent me a copy today, and I'll give you a review. Maybe play some clips.
Is Henry Winkler in this?
He is not.
Not in this.
Ron Howard?
No.
Not
no,
so
not
much.
In this. No.
Mrs. Cunningham?
No, no, not so much in this. Mrs. is, though.
But, I'm in.
Not Mrs. Cunningham. She is not. No. Tommy Gunn plays the Fonz, or not the Fonz, I guess.
He's not the Fonz, sure.
In this.
Potsy?
But I can't wait. Potsy's not in this, no.
Ralph Mouth, unfortunately, Ralph Mouth. Is.
Yes, he is recreating his role from the famous TV series.
Kind of sad.
I just wanted to mention that because we didn't have a chance to talk about it.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
You know when Fozzie goes, hey, and he gives him the thumb?
Yeah.
It takes on a
completely
whole new
different.
Meaning, a whole new meaning, and not the Happy Days Triple X version. Tori Spelling may need rehab, according to friends.
For her boobs?
Not drug rehab, not boob rehab, but food rehab.
What's that?
Friends are panicked because she's gotten down to a size zero.
Ooh. Oh, she's way too skinny.
Yeah.
That's true. No, no.
Friends and family are begging her to get help for an eating disorder, claiming she is just not eating, has become super self-conscious of her body, and now is starving herself to death.
I know that's the way to go in Hollywood, but it's so not sexy.
Yeah.
It really
they
isn't.
They do that.
I don't like emaciated women.
Mm-mm.
Not attractive. See that girl, speaking of which, the photos of the girl who entered the Miss Universe competition, I think it was, or Miss World, or one of these competitions. She's like 5'8", weighs 103 pounds.
Oh, dear God.
And she looks like Manute Bol. She's just all spider arms and whatnot. It's just not attractive.
It's not attractive.
And it was a big brouhaha about the competition. They asked her to leave the competition on me because she looked too thin, and they were concerned for her health. And it was a big hullabaloo. Dancing with the Stars last night. We had to say goodbye to Chuck Wicks.
He was
Chuck.
She was great.
So looking forward to
he
seeing
was
Chuck
the dancer.
Carry on.
Oh.
Chuck Wicks.
Chuck.
Anybody know who Chuck Wicks is?
Nope.
Lisa May, do you know you're not allowed to talk about Dancing with the Stars, but do you know who Chuck Wicks is? You don't even know that?
The best money I ever spent was bribing Lisa to not talk about that show.
He's the diminutive country star that actually was dating Julianne Hough.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay, if you say so.
Is that the story where she only did it because he wanted to be on the show or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She came back to do the show, I think, because she wanted to get some press for him and his
career. Exactly.
Like,
there's no chance he's big enough. There would be no chance for him to get on the show unless it was for the fact that he was dating her.
Yeah.
And that didn't even help.
They need to save room for real stars like Melissa Rycroft.
Who's that?
She was the chick from The Bachelor who didn't get picked by The Bachelor, so they put her on Dancing with the Stars.
She's hot, at least.
She is way hot.
Yeah.
She's got that going for her. Congratulations to Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick. They are having a new foal. Two, as a matter of fact. A gelding and a filly.
Oh, come on.
See, Lisa, because she looks like a horse. That's
they're thing. Having children.
That's
they're having twin baby girls this summer, but a surrogate mother will be carrying the babies.
I know I'm behind on a lot of this kind of information. I thought the last information we had from them was they were split up and
that's what
that
I
was the
heard.
Hot rumor. They were on the rocks, but it looks like it was just a bunch of nasty gossip.
Huh.
They are having twin baby girls. A surrogate mother will be carrying the babies because they thought it would be nice for a human being to carry the children.
Aww.
God. And this way they could use an OBGYN instead of a vet. Just easier for everyone all the way around.
She kind of has a horse face. So. That's
see,
what I'm saying.
Just saying.
That's the point.
I understand that. Yeah. All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Got it.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Is taking some time off from hitting every single club in Hollywood.
Hope not much.
To focus on getting her head together, man.
How does she do that?
Whoa. She is left for Hawaii. She is currently in Hawaii.
A place where she can wear a bathing suit?
Some time on the beach. Just trying to, clear her head since her breakup with Samantha Ronson.
Hmm.
Apparently, she and Samantha had a sit-down conversation last Friday to iron some things out. But apparently, things did not go well, and so Lindsay is off in the islands trying to get some time and, trying to get her head in one place.
And out of the other.
That's right. And congratulations, women everywhere. You'll be happy to know that Mr. Big is returning.
Yay!
A lot of Sex in the City news today.
Sex in the City sequel. Yeah, that is. That's two Jessica.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker stories in one day.
That's got to go over our limit, doesn't it?
Daily Variety magazine reports he's getting seven figures to return to the role of Mr. Big. That does make him Mr. Big. He's making him over $1 million.
No kidding.
To star in that film. Apparently, it'll be in theaters Memorial Day 2010. That's when we expect to see the next.
Okay.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Sex in the City movie. Apparently, it would be out earlier, but she's due to run in the Preakness Stakes next year, and they're not going to be able to film as soon as they would like. So.
Lisa, she looks like a horse.
Is what?
That's what that's based on.
Why does Lisa take so much personal offense to Sarah Jessica Parker jokes as opposed to other women? Because of Sex and the City? I don't know.
I love Sex and the City.
She's a big fan.
Is that the reason why, though? I mean, it seems like you take personal umbrage to the fact
But can't you love Sex and the City and still admit that Sarah Jessica Parker looks like a horse?
I can admit that in certain lights.
You mean like daylight and sunlight?
As good as she does at other times.
Fluorescent light, daylight, and sunlight. Those three lights. She looks like
a
horse.
Any inside lighting or outside lighting at all? Any kind?
Sometimes when you light her right, she looks very attractive.
Sometimes.
If you're lighting her from behind, do her in silhouette. Speaking of big fans, real quick mention, go to funnierdie.com, which is the funniest website on the internet.
That's the Will Ferrell one, right?
It's one Will Ferrell runs with Chris Henschke, I think his name is, and Adam McKay. They've got a very funny video that came out today, which is Adam West having a garage sale because he's broke, selling off all his Batman things outside the Batcave. Very, very funny. Check it out.
Do you make a cameo in it?
I do not.
Show up at his house and go, I'll take it all!
I do not, but it's very entertaining. And also is the video where John Hamm from Mad Men plays Lex Luthor asking for some bailout money for his corporation because he's going under and Superman keeps ruining all his financial schemes.
I like it.
So it's very entertaining stuff. Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld turns 55 years old today. Daniel Day-Lewis is 52. Michelle Pfeiffer celebrates 51 inexplicably.
Yeah.
51 years old. She looks terrific. Eve Plum from the Brady Bunch is 51 also. Does not quite look as good as Michelle.
You don't want to do an AB with them.
No, you do not. Carney Wilson of Wilson Phillips is 41 inches around. I'm sorry, is 41 years old. Uma Thurman, 39 years old. Master P, 39. And Andre Agassi, also 39.
Blood, dude!
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.